I was jacking around with the cameras. Did I see what?
The Jason Waite, the kid that recorded the Louisville cops.
I do not consent.
Yes, I do not consent to this discussion or conversation, whatever. Apparently, he is now warning you, as well as Steve Eager from Fox 4, because I guess Eager posted something on his Facebook about this guy in his video. But it's weird. It's like he's saying he's warning you, but he's warning you as if to say that someone else is might do something to you.
And he also physically?
He doesn't say physically. It just it's cryptic and it's odd. Part of what he posted was a video of himself looking at his computer, looking at your website.
Okay.
As well as Steve Eager's Facebook page with a picture of a sign that says, "Warning, you are under surveillance."
I know I'm under surveillance. I'm on a 100,000 watt radio station.
Yes. Not only are you aware of it, it's your idea.
Yeah, I wasn't dragged in here. And even more so, we got a video stream every day.
Yeah. And that was what his little video showed him clicking on, was going to RussMartin.com and then clicking on the video stream. It's like, wow, you shot video, put music to it, posted it, something that plenty of people do every day, including us.
I think he needs to go back and check the copyright on the video down at the very bottom.
That would be wise.
All right, so what's my interest in this other than I've been warned?
I'm trying to pull it up, but everything's locked up on his POS website, so I'm trying to give you more details. But he just makes it sound as if something's going to happen, and I can't figure out why. He's trying to link himself in with the group Anonymous.
Okay.
And
he also has everything where he's posting. He keeps commenting on himself. And I think that a bunch of our listeners have told him how stupid and moronic and everything he is and how he acted in the video. Yet he's still saying, "I owned the cops. I stood up for my rights. You people don't know." He still thinks he is victorious in his clash with the Louisville Police Department.
Well, what he doesn't get is they let him go because they drove a witness by who would describe somebody that had broken into a car or whatever. They went and got the witness, drove him by. Witness looked at him, said, "No, that's not him." So they let him go. Had the witness said, "Yeah, that's him," whether it was or not, then he'd be arrested right now. So I don't get how he thinks he owned the cops. I want to know what he's going to do to me.
Yeah. He starts out, "Russ Martin and Fox 4 News, Steve Eager, you are warned. And all of you threatening physical harm on me because I act like a moron, idiot, or whatever is no justification for the fact that I laid it down and that I was just and legal to act like the whatever I want to act like." Then he says, "Get over it." And he says, "It doesn't matter what you haters think of me or how I acted, whether legitimate, stupid, or idiotic, I exerted my fundamental rights. We have lots of friends who are excited about this, and these officers are exposed." He also says "we" quite a bit, and from everything I can gather, it's
him.
Yeah. He says people are coming out of the woodwork. Then he posts some screen caps from Facebook pages of people basically saying that they should, the police officer should have broken his phone and jammed it in his mouth. They should have shoved the taser up his ass and turn it on and leave it on.
Well,
that sort of stuff.
Mind people who don't know, he wasn't recording this with a phone. He was recording it with an old camcorder.
Yeah.
According to the description that I got, it was about whatever you call that. I just said like an Acme brick, about that size.
Yeah. Just
so you know about what year we're probably talking, early 2000s.
Yeah.
And that's what I always do when I go for a walk because I carry camera equipment around with me.
Oh,
something
yeah.
Nice and heavy and bulky.
Mm-hmm. He also keeps linking back to his own stuff that he's posted, and on one of them he says, "Just go to YouTube and see what these cockroach bullies are posting," meaning the people are commenting on his video calling him stupid. And then he says,
"Why is it he thinks he's entitled to an opinion, but nobody else can say anything? And if you don't like it, disable the comments on your video.
And not only that, but people who are saying these things to him are, they're now bullies.
I wonder if, I don't care if he is or not, I wonder if he's playing us just to get traffic.
He's not, and this is how I know he's not.
Okay.
And to you, Russ Martin, I heard last night you covered our story for 30 minutes on your Pro Cops radio show, talking S on the radio about what happened in our video. It's rumored you are the number one radio host in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, appealing to the pro-police crowd. And it is also rumored that you're a serial criminal, an alcoholic, and that you're allegedly using your nonprofit to shelter your criminal behaviors with legal bribes.
Oh, dude, I'll f*** you up. We're about to go Old Testament.
Then he goes on. Do we know for sure? Do we know all of the details? Absolutely not. It's just something that we've heard. Smiley face.
We've heard from who? I'm going to turn Tim Powers loose on him, and this guy is not going to enjoy it. And Tim Powers is not one of those prepaid legal firms where you call and get phone advice.
Yeah. Then he says, just remember, there are lots of people on the internet who aren't cool with people who are bullying activists. And that's where he links to the group Anonymous on Twitter.
That's a load. That pisses me off.
What?
The whole linking himself to Anonymous.
Can you guys talk about this for a second? Because I forgot and left one of my flash drives in the studio.
Yeah, so, go ahead.
Okay, good.
The thing with Anonymous is the number one rule with them, they're not your personal army. And he's trying to make them that. He's trying to make them his own little tool to go after Russ and go after Steve Eager.
And that's a weird thing. Is what he's doing with this Anonymous group is the same thing he tried doing when he posted the original video. When he posted the original video.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Man, that's liberating. When he posted the original video, he also tried, he posted it on Gawker Media's Facebook page, trying to get publicity for it, and even they wanted nothing to do with it.
The funny thing is, Anonymous does not take kindly to that kind of thing, to that kind of random rogue person linking themselves to him.
Yeah, because they have a hierarchy. They're not just a group of basement-dwelling dweebs like this guy is. He goes on to say, since Rush, you can hear me now again, especially pro-police types who are attacking people who are protecting their First Amendment rights. He's talking about the Anonymous group and how they would love to come after you, even though they don't care.
He's going to piss off Anonymous and they're going to shut him down.
Yeah. Especially pro-police types who are attacking people who are protecting their First Amendment rights from officers who aren't allowing them to exude their personal rights.
See, it makes it sound like I'm in some type of cult, you pro-police goon.
Yeah. And in that sentence there, he's still contending that what he did was righteous and that the cops were hounding him unnecessarily and infringing upon his rights. I don't think I've ever met someone who knows all these terms but uses them all entirely incorrectly. Then he says, any activities, of course, would never come from me or would I even know of it. I just want to be able to protect you before such an event could happen to you. And, of course, I wouldn't know who these people all throughout the world are that may try holding your cyberbullying accountable. You might just want to stop, winky face. You are warned. That's an all, that's bold face.
Wow. I have to take a lorazepam.
And then he goes into a P.S. saying, I heart you, but I don't know who he's talking about. You know now what you do. I'll continue to fight all you idiots with love and nonviolence. Stay tuned. Then he does PSS. I'm about to put you, Steve Eager, and Russ Martin on major blast with an upcoming post. Be warned.
A major blast? Where? Nobody really seems to care about what he says. Does he mean he's going to turn his Twitter followers on me?
God, I hope not.
Or his YouTube followers? Because it looks like most of the people on YouTube, they ain't digging his business.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 159 followers on Twitter, I'm sure, just salivating at the thought of coming after you. See what you've done? This is what happens when you kick over an nest.
So you don't know if he's tweeted about me yet? Because I certainly don't mind retweeting it.
Let's see. did something with Eager. So far, that's all.
I wonder what Steve Eager said.
I'm going to have to look on Eager's Facebook page.
Alfie, during one of the breaks, call over to Channel 4, see if Steve Eager wants to come on with us.
You got it.
Here's a tweet where he's trying to tweet at Anonymous, the group, saying, I'm getting bullied by Russ Martin Show and Steve Eager. And then he links to himself back to everything. Oh, my God, what a tool.
Anonymous will shut him down. It's like, we're not somebody that you can just summon to go after somebody. Anonymous picks different groups that they feel like, hey, you got something coming.
Yeah. Yeah, most of the stuff is really just self-promoting for self-promoting for his cause. And then also he's a real big fan of Robert Kiyosaki and motivational images.
Hmm. But he doesn't say where the rumors came from. That, first of all, the alcoholic, I drink on TV every day and on the radio.
Yeah,
that one's not a rumor. So unless he says, I'm a confirmed alcoholic, I'm going to sue him.
Yeah, I don't understand why people will use that. I've heard you're an alcoholic. So? Why don't you check my record and tell me how dangerous my alcoholism has been?
You allegedly, what do you say, allegedly or rumored to have the number one radio show?
Yeah, rumored.
It's not rumored. That's backed by Arbitron Nielsen Company.
Mm-hmm. Proven research data.
This guy... I've never talked to him or seen him in a normal situation. I've just seen the video, so I don't know if he's not paranoid, a schizophrenic. What is the bipolar? Because he just seems to lose his mind and go after somebody. I don't know if he has his normal moments. But when he reacts, like when the cops let him go, that's when he completely lost control of any synaptic functions he had. Yeah. I'm going to chase down these cop cars, and I'm going to own them at the street, and then I'm going to bark at traffic.
He did, after the very at the bottom of his post, he has sort of like with the tags section, he has filed under blogging, news, personal development, strategy calls, success mindset, vlogging, tagged with one-inch wiener, alcoholic, criminal, foundation shell, is Russ Martin gay, Million Mask March, Anonymous, police bribes, Russ Martin radio show, Russ Martin show, sex, Steve Eager, Fox 4, news, warning.
So he's putting all these meta tags?
Yeah.
Is it actually on his webpage or is it in the file source? You know, like if you click on page source, you can see the HTML.
No, you can see it.
It probably still picks up as far as Google. So he's trying to throw everybody on there to get traffic. Does, you know who he reminds me of is that radio host out of Austin.
Alex Jones.
Yeah. Just trying to get as much attention, being as controversial as possible. I'm positive he thought, I'm going to post this video. It's going to go viral. People are going to love me because I'm Mr. Constitution.
He's got 24 comments.
I hope is the delay on? Yeah. I hope he's listening on the video stream because it's pre-delay. There. That was for you, Jason.
Mm. All right, so the 24 comments. One says, why waste money on a degree if you're going to run around town with a camera acting like an idiot?
You can't stop me. I got a degree.
The cops had to pull you over because your dumbass fit the description of a known perp in the immediate area. Another one says, you are an idiot. Another one, you're a moron, waste of space.
They're all talking to this Jason Waite guy.
These are the comments. And then, of course, he responds to each one because he has to defend everything.
Like, if they didn't get your message to start with, they're not going to get your individual responses. Your message was your video. I owned them. I refused to talk to them.
This guy is not polite. One girl, her name's Katrina, says Jason/bigot. Those officers were simply doing their due diligence in an attempt to find the thief who stole a car from your local Valero gas station. She goes on. He responds, though, Katrina, F you. Don't call me a bigot. I'm merely, misspelled, someone who was laying, supposed to be lying, down my First Amendment rights. If you don't like it, F you in all caps. Also, the comment wasn't racist. My grandma is Hispanic. I've got black and Hispanic friends I hang out with. You're a backwards-thinking fool if you think that. Keep your mind open.
Why didn't you think he was racist?
She said, I'm absolutely disgusted by your actions, and to make a racist comment but claim racial profiling is pitiful. I hope you understand.
I missed the racist comment that he made in his audio.
I'm not sure.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, either way. Oh, then another one, you are an idiot, and it just kind of goes on. You get the theme.
Hmm.
Oh, wait. Here's one on his side. This girl named Kay says, thank you.
On his side.
Yes.
Hey, I'm retarded too.
Kay says, thank you so much for posting this video.
I'm sorry, good.
All right. Kay says, thank you so much for posting this video. Now I truly see how wonderful police officers really are because of the idiots like you they deal with on a daily basis. Wow, that turned fast. So close to finding one on his size. Turns out Kay is a smart, smart lady.
Alfie, what's line two?
He's calling to help you out.
Oh.
Damn.
Yes, Dean.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, boss.
Hey, you need to save 10 Paris for a more important thing. I'll go kick this dude's ass for you.
No, there'll be no violence. I'll create more terror. It'll all be legal harassment that he won't enjoy.
Yeah, that'd be even better. I'll say, man, I'll do your light work for you if you need me to.
All right. Thanks, Dean. Okay. I think this is I know we got a break. It's going to be a long or short one.
Ooh.
Medium.
Okay.
In his comment, he's thinking of suing Louisville Police Department after he gets his hand on the 911 call that supposedly listed the description of the suspect in the crime. If he doesn't fit that description, he says he'll probably sue.
Hmm.
He also says, I probably will also sue for the taser incident, as the officer was already out of line. And
you didn't get tased. You didn't get tased. Cops can point stuff at you all they want. He can point a taser at you all day. I'm not shocking you. I think now's a good time to play this audio. This was a passing comment I made yesterday. Mm-hmm. I thought it would just go unnoticed. I said, with all the bad police videos on YouTube, people would just go up to a police officer and thank them for what they do. Just that and nothing else. Said I'd start posting them.
Okay.
I got one today. First one. From a 15-year-old kid.
Wow.
Walked up to a Fort Worth police officer inside a 7-Eleven.
Hey, officer.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for what you did, man.
Oh, man. Appreciate it.
Man, really. Thank you very much. Oh,
appreciate you.
All right. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, too.
Jason, that's the way you treat a police officer.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
3:35, first check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas. That's about I-35 just before Royal Lane. The highway there was completely shut down from an earlier incident. All lanes are now open. Traffic there is still backed up back from Sandy Lake. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at the tollway, got an accident there blocking the right lane of the southbound ramp. That has traffic backed up all the way back from I-35. Still in Dallas, northbound 75 right at Forest. Got an accident there. It's blocking the three right lanes. Traffic's backed up back to the Lubbers. In the Frisco-y Plano kind of area, northbound 121 just before Coit, got an accident blocking everything but the left lane. Traffic there's backed up back from Preston. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Northeast 28th Street, got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back from Northside Drive. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear skies tonight, 45 for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 68. Right now, it is 71, but 97 won the Eagle.
KEGL, the Eagle. The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97 won the Eagle.
I just hope that's not the only video we get of somebody walking up to a police officer or firefighter and thanking for their service. Actually, I'd forgotten about it, that I didn't mention it yesterday. And checking the email this morning, it was one of the first ones on my Eagle account. And, first of all, the kid's name is Connor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's already gotten a thank you email from Mayor Price of Fort Worth.
Very nice.
Cool. I sent it on to her. And then called her hot legs.
Why you gotta do that?
Because I'm nasty.
Oh, man, I swear. Stop it. Crazy.
I think I'm going to just change my on-air name to John, what's his name, Jason Wait?
Yes.
I'm going to use that as on-air name. Just keep calling myself a douchebag. I'm going to sue you for calling me a douchebag. Call myself a douchebag. Change my name to Jason Wait. I think Steve Eager should do the same thing. Change his name to Jason Waite, and right underneath that, just put douchebag.
Nice graphic.
Yeah, just put a graphic up over Steve's left shoulder, right shoulder. Just says, let's just have a picture of vinegar and water punch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just let people figure it out.
The video should be on my website by now. I don't know if... Jacob's put it on yet, but right now it's the only one.
Gotcha.
I sent it to Jacob. He goes, you ain't got no thank you yet for firemen for busting up furniture.
I know. Usually when I see the firemen, it's when they're at the grocery store.
Yeah, and
it's going to be a little harder for firemen unless you want to stop by one of the stations, which they're happy to talk to you. I've dropped stuff off before for... It's not important. But it's not like they're just holed up in the back. Don't nobody come in here.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like the
dark. You make me get up out of this lazy boy.
Mm-mm.
And nothing's on fire.
In the middle of Matlock.
No, if I have to turn off this big screen TV
and pull myself up out of this ass groove in my chair.
I gotta go sit down back in a cold chair.
I'm working on my body and legs atrophying. How dare you? Yeah, a lot of times at the grocery store, whatever. That would be a good time.
Yeah.
And I think Connor from Fort Worth that walked up to the Fort Worth officer, I think he was sort of afraid to record it because it's, you can tell it's a Fort Worth officer and you can see them shake hands. They do a fist bump and then Connor thanks him again with a handshake, and the officer seems sincerely shocked.
I would imagine. Here's what I would imagine. If I'm putting myself in the police officer's shoes, I see a guy coming up to me. If he's showing his phone or whatever recording, I'm a little nervous at first.
Here
like,
we go.
What's going to happen? And so I don't know what's going to happen after that. Is he going to just start yelling at me? Is he going to attack me?
That's why you got to get it out of your mouth pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's because if you're holding it up, how does he know that instead of bum fights, it's cop fights? You see a cop at the 7-Eleven getting a drink, and that's the new hit. That's the new viral thing.
What are you doing? You on duty? Is this what you do with the taxpayers' money? Get you big gulp?
I don't pay you to get double big gulps.
No, you pay me to beat people. And since I haven't started today.
I believe I'll clock in early.
Let me play Connor's thing one more time. It was just the fact the first one, and could be the only one that we get, was from a 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
I don't like 15-year-olds listening to the show, but if that's the only thing that he gleaned from this show, then I'm proud.
Should be.
Hey, officer.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for what you did, man.
Oh, man. Appreciate it.
And really, thank you very much.
I appreciate you.
All right. Nice to meet you.
About a 12-second encounter. And hopefully it'll stick with that cop.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Especially the fact that it was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, even mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, yeah. A teenager. When most teenagers are just rotten, just usually don't really care much about anything except for themselves and what's going on immediately, not the outside world or what, you know, first responders are.
I want to see if, looking at my website, I've changed the logo. That looks like piss.
Wouldn't that be you?
No, I don't do anything with the website. Jacob does it. You think I program HTML? Or I think it's even HTML5 now.
No, but I know you know how to do logos.
Well, I do, but that's not the logo I put together. That one looks like somebody took the one I did and stomped on it sideways.
Okay.
I don't see the video. if I knew Connor's last name, I'd just give out his Facebook page because he already posted it on his because he was proud of what he did.
He should be.
It's been a while since I've looked at my website. I'm looking at some of the drop-down things. Side bitches. I wonder what that is.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's just... Where are they getting these? Just pictures, chicks in bikinis that I don't know. These aren't my side bitches.
Oh, those are the people that you may know?
That I may know?
Mm-hmm.
How may I know them?
Based
you mean celebrities?
No, no, no. Based on... It's like a friend suggestion based on friends of people you're already friends with.
This is RussMartin.com.
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't know any of these bitches. They're hot.
That's good old-fashioned clickbait.
Hmm.
Jacob, our webmaster, knows how to get the hits.
Well, if I don't know about it, I can't promote it. Nah, that's misleading. Those aren't my side bitches. I can't post pictures of my side bitches. Their husbands will get twisted. That's another thing that Jason Waite guy left out.
Oh, the fact that you're an adulterer? Serial adulterer?
Only for this instance. I will admit to that.
I'll take it. Even though...
It's not accurate.
Oh, it is.
It is not.
Read the Bible.
Oh, what was the audio you were telling me? Hang on. What do you got, Alfie?
I got a firefighter for you on line one.
Yes, Tara.
Yes.
Yes?
Well, all I was going to say is that... As firefighters, we get thanked all the time by just random people who see us. Or when we had a grass fire the other day, we had to shut down the streets, which inconvenienced a lot of people. There were some upset with us, but most of them were pretty thankful that we were doing something and putting out and helping the community.
Who was twisted because you were saving their homes?
Pretty much, yes, but we were trying to help their area.
Yeah, but I don't get how anybody would be twisted. Well, why? I can't get to my house. Yeah, we're trying to save it by putting out this grass fire so it doesn't spread to your house. If you'd like for it to spread to your house, well, go ahead and go back to the station because my muscles are no longer atrophying.
Well, back out in the country, there's sometimes people angry that we shut down the road, but it was supposed to be for their safety that we were shutting down that road. Some people were angry that they didn't want to have to go all the way around to go to their house because we blocked off a block or so of the street.
I believe you're the first female firefighter I've ever talked to.
It's fun.
Which department do you work for?
I volunteer up at Bono.
Oh.
And I'm in the academy right now.
How you doing?
It's tough, but it's fun.
All right. Well, thank you, ma'am.
All right. Have a good one.
I do. Okay, back to you, Dan. What was the audio?
The audio was the other night, Brokaw, when he was doing his political coverage on MSNBC, his phone went off.
Yeah.
There was another piece that came out today from the same night.
On your flash?
Yeah.
What cut?
I think it's just labeled Brokaw.
Okay.
Hi, it's me, Dan O'Malley, the president, CEO, head of HR, and the lead warehouse.
All right, obviously that's not the right cut.
No, that's it.
Manager of PLD Incorporated. I'm here to introduce the latest innovative product from PLD. We've expanded our horizons to include the boss of all pleasure devices.
I don't like this.
What don't you like?
I don't like it.
There's so much to like in this.
Do you see the size of my nose? I smell something awry.
I'm proud to bring you the Dago Dough. That's...
Damn.
Yeah. Coming strong.
Let me stop this and get the full flavor.
So you weren't lying last night when you said you've had enough.
Hi, it's me, Dan O'Malley, the president, CEO, head of HR, and the lead warehouse manager of PLD Incorporated. I'm here to introduce the latest innovative product from PLD. We've expanded our horizons to include the boss of all pleasure devices, I'm proud to bring you the Dago Doe. That's right. Our team of researchers and scientists have spent hours, literally hours, working on the Dago Doe. We've toiled to carefully sculpt a replica of Russ Martin's wee-wee. And you can believe me when I say I know exactly what Russ's man junk looks like.
This just me from cutting Dando spots? Mm-hmm. I think I would have left that part out.
It was absolutely necessary, and I do know.
You don't know what my junk looks like?
Hello.
Brother, please.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about the Halloween pictures.
And you can believe me when I say I know exactly what Russ's man junk looks like. Imagine the pleasure you'll feel when you hear that magical wop, wop, wop sound of the Dago Doe.
Damn.
It's important to be descriptive in these. I've learned by watching you.
Yeah, but I didn't use ethnic slurs. You realize somebody in the Italian community could take offense. I don't. Well, yeah, I do.
Dago Doe. We've toiled to carefully sculpt a replica of Russ Martin's wee-wee. And you can believe me when I say I know exactly what Russ's man junk looks like. Imagine the pleasure you'll feel when you hear that magical wop-wop-wop sound of the Dago Doe smacking the back of your ass. Plus, the Dago Doe comes with PLD's patented self-lubrication system. That's right. You can enjoy the Dago Doe and all its greasy, oily goodness. The Dago Doe also comes with three different custom-made flavor packets, including olive oil, marinara, and garlic butter. Don't settle for the imitators. There's only one genuine Dago Doe. Catch a ride on the original Italian Stallion. The Dago Doe is specially made for the woman in your life with a petite naughty box. It's available in three sizes. Small, very small, and...
How do you like this bit now, Russ?
Don't wait.
All right. I had this one coming. But all the ones that I cut about you, they're all stems from a compliment that you're pretty. Who wouldn't want a replica of your junk?
And who wouldn't want a replica of yours covered in marinara? Why are you thinking this is negative?
Why would I? Even I don't want one of mine.
Marinara and garlic butter. Don't settle for the imitators. There's only one genuine Dago Doe. Catch a ride on the original Italian Stallion. The Dago Doe is specially made for the woman in your life with a petite naughty box. It's available in three sizes. Small, very small, and...
How do you like this bit now, Russ?
Don't wait. Order today and you too can experience the delight of Russ's teeny tower of pizza.
From PLD Inc.
All right, all right. I'll give you that one.
Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't have done it alone.
Alfie, what do you got on hold?
If you want, the Connor Kid is on line two.
Did you vet him?
I think so. I think me and Chloe found him earlier, and he knows the name that we found associated with him.
Yeah, okay, whatever. Two?
Yes.
Got it. Connor.
Yeah.
Hey, boss.
Hey, boss. Hey, man.
I don't know if we posted your video yet on my website. Do you mind if we give out your Facebook page?
Oh no, I don't care.
You want to tell me what it is?
Sorry, my bad. Yeah, Connor Van Dyke, like just how I spelled it, but VanDyke. And my profile picture is like a Chicago Fire for like the TV show. Yep. So.
And I also noticed in the video, it was kind of hard to make out, so I cut it out of the audio. I think you told the Fort Worth officer that you're thinking about being a police officer.
Yeah, I'm thinking about being a police officer or a firefighter. And I've just been talking to a lot of them lately about what to do and how I get in and stuff like that. But, yeah, that's pretty much the careers I want to go to when I'm out of high school.
Okay. So this was something that you kind of always wanted to do, even as a child?
Yes, pretty much as a child.
All right, good. And so I had no influence.
Yeah, I mean, you did have an influence. You had a big influence.
I'd rather not have any influence over anything that you know.
You had a lot of influence to it. You know that.
What is it, Dan?
All right, so Connor, you're saying Russ had a little influence on your probable occupation.
Yes.
But
yes, with him, because I've been hearing a lot of bad stuff about cops and
right.
stuff lately and all that, mostly from my friends, because you're right, 15-year-olds are snobby and all that, and they don't like to deal with all this. But
how has Russ influenced you in other ways, say, like with girls?
With girls, just don't date a Mandy or whatever.
See?
I don't what?
He said he's learned from you not to date a Mandy.
Oh, okay.
See, that's an important life lesson Connor's learned well before any of us could.
The problem is you can't spot it ahead of time.
But at least he's got a stronger chance of it.
Were you nervous when you walked up to the Fort Worth officer?
I was a little nervous when I walked up to him, yeah, just because it was videotaping it. And you're right, you don't know what he's going to do right that second, if he's going to turn around or hit you or whatever. But yeah, I was a little scared, but in the end, I'm proud that I did it.
Okay, and you got my email about coming up to the station?
No, I haven't got that yet.
All right, I checked those.
All right.
Because you were the first, and it... There are very few things that I'm proud of, and this is one of them. So I told Chloe and Alfie to go steal a bunch of stuff for you, and we'll let you know when it's ready.
All right.
And your Facebook page is Connor with two O's.
Yeah. Connor.
Van Dyke.
Just like the TV show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Dick Van Dyke.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You done good, boss.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks, sir.
All right. Bye.
It's one of my kids. If I raised a kid, that's the way he'd be.
See?
Something. Oh, he'll hit the age where he'll go, oh, I can take you, and then I'm going to tase you.
They all hit that age at some point.
Were you guys able to start stealing stuff?
Yes, a nice collection has already been started.
Good stuff? Because I said good swag.
Yes.
Is that the stuff that was between your two desks earlier?
In that big box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that kid's getting off good. That's a big box.
He deserves it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it for everybody. It was just, it's one of those moments, and you know the puss that lives inside me. I got the email at 15. I went up and did this. I looked at the video. Choked up. Even though it was just 12, 15 seconds. Just the fact that the first one to do it was, no offense, Connor, was a kid, a young man.
There you go. Every once in a while, this show has a positive impact.
I'm not really sure about the Dago dough.
What is it you always say? Balance. Need balance.
Yeah, the balance of power needs to be over closer this way. All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
405, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Let's get started off in Dallas, up on I-35, right at Highline Drive. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back in the 35-183 split. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at the tollway. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from I-35. Still in Dallas, northbound 75, right at Forest. Got an accident there. Also in the clearing stages, traffic is backed up all the way back from Knox Henderson. It's moving to Arlington, eastbound I-20, right at Bowman Springs. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic is backed up back from Forest Hill. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 360 between 183 and Trinity Boulevard. The highway there is completely shut down. Traffic is completely stopped back from Glade Road. This one involves a semi and about six other vehicles. It's going to be there for a while. Right now, it's about a 45-minute to an hour delay through it. Just avoid that area if you can. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Supercuts. Clear skies and 45 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny, a high of 68. Right now, 71 degrees at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
What do you got, Alfie?
I have police officers and firefighters on hold for you. I'll call in about Connor.
Okay. Todd is a cop?
Former cop.
All right. Yes, Todd.
How's it going, brother?
Good.
I just wanted to make a comment about Connor. Yeah, I was a cop for like 10 years, and I really got along with the 15, 16-year-old kids a whole lot better than I did the old white guy. Seemed like I had more respect and would actually, you know, treat you like a person.
How far back are we talking when you said you were a cop for 10 years?
Oh, I just got out.
Okay.
2 years ago, so...
It's not like maybe it was the 70s or the 80s before the mentality really changed, because when I was a kid, if my dad was alive now and found out, and me at 54, I'd badmouth a cop, he'd still whip my ass.
Right. No, it's like, you know, I mean, I did a lot of stuff on the interstate, and you stop these guys in, you know, high-dollar cars, they crack the window just a little bit and say, what, you know, that. I worked in the high school, some those guys, you know, they wanted to know how your day was going, wanted to hang out, shoot basketball, all that kind of stuff. I really enjoyed the young guys.
Yeah, I like the guys with the cards that'll just crack the window and go, what? And that's when you reach in, you pull their hair up against the glass, go, hey, let me tell you something. All right, thank you, Ross. Four is a firefighter?
Yes.
Hi, Wade.
How are you?
Go ahead, boss.
Man, I want to tell you, that kid's pretty damn mature. He sounds like a good kid.
I don't know why it just caught me off guard this morning. First of all, I forgot I made the statement yesterday of I'd like videos of just somebody going up and thanking police and fire.
Right.
And then I got the email this morning, and he didn't ask for anything. He just said, hey, I heard you say this, and I thought it was the right thing to do.
Wow, that's amazing. I hope whatever other hooligans are lucky to run around with him, some of that rubs off on him.
Yeah, and I hope it also sticks with that Fort Worth officer.
Oh, I'm sure it will, and probably everybody listening to you right now, it doesn't need sticking to. It's already stuck, and we all know you can't wash off the rust when it sticks. So,
that's what Mandy said. All right. Thank you, sir.
I like that we can all giggle about that.
Now?
Even listeners.
Yeah, the fact that just the name is stuck for a while, you know, I never said her name, and I'm certainly not going to say her last name. I don't even know what her last name is now. Somebody said she got married and squatted something. Chloe, go ahead and fire those off, or fire one off. Or do I have to mash it?
Why don't you mash it?
Okay.
What are you firing off?
Chloe's pulled up a bunch of Christmas music out of the Clear Channel library. And I want to see if it'll show up on iHeart on the playlist without me actually turning the volume up.
Oh, I see.
Because if it shows up, without me turning the volume up, then we're going to play Christmas music all the way through January. And let K-Love or KVIL try and take credit for it.
That's sharp.
Pull up the KEGL.com and see if it shows on iHeart.
Is the, by any chance, the song you're playing, Jingle Bell Rock by Bobby Helms?
Yes.
Oh, no.
I want fist bump from somebody.
Oh, right here, baby.
Hell yeah.
Double tap. Woo. Double tap it now. That's my man.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. Actually, can you pull it up a second? We'll see if this is the version that I like. Yeah.
You like this?
The reason I like this is because this was the opening song of Lethal Weapon.
Oh, that's right.
And the girl out in the balcony, keep in mind about my age, it was just like, I'm like, well, boobs. And this song was playing, so when I hear this song, I think boobs.
Okay. Do I have to hit the off button?
Yes. Try that. Let's try it. See what happens.
Okay. And then I can fire off the next one?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see what happens.
You're an evil genius.
All right. Anything show up on iHeart yet?
refresh.
At least we know it works.
Still showing Bobby Helms.
Well.
Sometimes I have to kind of just re-enter it as opposed to refreshing.
Okay. All right. Any more surprise audio you want to hit me with?
Only had time for that one.
Alfie, did you call over to Channel 4 to see if Steve Eager wanted to come on?
Yes. They said they haven't seen him yet, but they sent a direct message to him telling him to call us.
Okay. I don't know if Steve... No, we probably should have gone through Sean Rabb, who could have gone and said, hey, these guys are okay to talk to.
I got a feeling Steve Eager knows you're cool to talk to.
I've never met him. And he's at work while we're on the air. Sean Rabb knows us, I don't know.
Well, clearly Steve's not at work while we're on the air. He could be driving in right now.
Wow.
Is the
I like Steve. He looks like he's on the air. He's sort of a smart ass. You know, off the air, he's a smart ass with colorful metaphors thrown in between.
I am with you there. By the way, iHeart is now recognizing the fact that you were playing Feliz Navidad by Jose Feliciano. I want to wish you a
Merry Christmas. Yep. I'm going to f*** up this playlist. Alfie, I don't have to take line two. He wanted to know if we're playing Jose Feliciano. Well, how would he? Oh, he's. Never mind.
It shows up in their car as well.
I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, the RDS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a way to get into the Clear Channel system and rename some of these songs so it shows up on the RDS? Like rename, Feliz Navidad to something just like F*** Your Mama so it shows up on the car?
Well, I don't think you want bad language out there.
I guess you can't, yeah, because it's an FCC frequency. What?
Yeah, I tried to get in and change something one time that needed to be corrected.
Is the answer no?
The answer is no. Mm. Locked.
Yeah.
Can we put songs in there?
I don't know. Mm. We can put songs in there, but I don't know if will register.
I believe that's there's some homework for you. Because I would... If we don't play it directly off the Clear Channel server, it's not going to show up on the car. That's why when we play audio in here, stuff that we've pulled,
right,
you don't see it because it's coming off my computer.
Right.
Which is not, trust me, it does not go through the Clear Channel system.
Thank God.
But I like to see some Dave Allen Co. show up on some car radios on the display.
Oh, boy.
Especially the this one.
I'd like to f*** the shit out of you. Like to f*** the shit out of you.
About the song's foul. I really like it.
It's damn catchy.
I also like the one he does. Don't buy the D that F's you, honey. D.
Yes. Yeah. I got it. Took me a second, but I got it.
That's a good one, too.
It is. I was listening to it in my head for a second there. Also catchy.
All right. Do you have any real audio?
I do. There is one piece of audio. It is cut 8. This is something that stands out to most people, but there's a PGA golfer named Patrick Reed. He's 24 years old, and it looks like he could be in trouble with golf's authorities after a foul-mouthed reaction to a missed putt during a Champions event in Shanghai.
No?
Hang on. After making a bogey on the 10th hole, Reed was heard to say, and now you can play.
Reed now.
Well, we apologize for anything that you might have heard there.
The downside is, obviously, I had to beep it. But where he said was, after he just hit his bogey, when the putt misses, he goes, nice effing three putt, you effing, and then word rhymes with maggot.
Hmm.
On Audible TV.
But he's talking to himself.
Yeah, but it's not like he's whispering. I mean, it's kind of like he's yelling it at himself.
Maybe he thought he, because he was playing in Shanghai, nobody would understand him.
The thing is, though, is you still get aired on TV, whether or not the guys...
That's golf.
Which is weird, though, because the PGA actually has rules that govern against poor language on the course. And it said they're aware of the situation. It said the PGA Tour's conduct unbecoming regulations prohibit the use of obscene language on the golf course.
How did Adam Sandler get away with it?
Because that wasn't real?
Oh, that's right.
And also in the movie, the PGA people were trying to tell him, you can't do this. The PGA Tour will deal with this matter internally in accordance with its regulations. But that, it's not like it never happens, because this has happened before. And it's just one of those things that...
Do they have the same regs, or do most professional sports have that?
Like, no.
Nothing in football?
No.
Even though they know that they could be picked up by a parabolic mic.
And I think the networks all pretty much know that they're going to pick some stuff up. They got to have their finger on the dump. And they don't usually... Sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't. It's weird.
I don't know why they run the risk. Because you see them on the sidelines with those great big dish-type microphones.
Yeah.
Pointing at the field. It's like, dude, somebody better be running a delay. And obviously they don't, because things get out all the time.
Yeah. And it's also... I think that sort of thing is phenomenal in sports. That's how it's supposed to be.
Hold on, I have to take this.
Yeah.
Yes, Tom.
Burr Lives, Holly Jelly Christmas.
That's why I just played. Thank you. This is like a separate bit with the listeners,
mm-hmm.
where we don't really have to do anything. But they're just sitting in the car going, oh, I wonder what he's going to play next.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't affect the radio show, because we're still going.
Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, what I was saying is...
What are you laughing at, Alfie?
I can see what is going on the computer.
Oh, you know what I'm playing now.
Yep.
So they're going to fine him how much?
I don't know how much of a fine. The PGA just said, we've got rules about this stuff. We'll deal with it internally. I'm not even sure if it'll be made public. What sort of...
Will they fine him in U.S. dollars or Shanghai? I think it's fair. Wherever he set it, that's what type of monetary unit you should use.
Well, in China would be the yen.
If that's what you like.
But yeah, I mean, there's been plenty of times in football. I guarantee you, every Sunday you'll get one in at least once per game. And then in baseball, those are always fun, especially if it's in a semi-empty stadium and not a whole lot going on, so it's nice and quiet. And then a guy just does something stupid on the field, you get a good GD.
Well, it's going to be even worse in golf, because everybody's supposed to be quiet.
Yeah.
And then when you got the actual player, well, damn it!
Which is honestly...
Quiet, please.
That's actually...
He just made noise. But we're trying to keep from distracting him. I think he already is. He seems upset.
And there's very few sports as frustrating as golf.
Hold on. What do you got, Alfie?
I have the mayor of Fort Worth, Texas, and Steve Eager's on the other line, too.
I don't see Steve.
Steve's on my phone, sorry.
Oh, okay. We'll talk to him, and I'll talk to Mayor Price.
Got it.
Your Honor?
Yes, sir. Russ, how are you?
I am quite fine.
Good.
How are those hot legs today?
Russell.
Well, they've been doing way too many squats and leg lifts and cycling today. They're weary.
Do you? How many days a week do you exercise?
Six.
For how long?
An hour, an hour and a half, sometimes two.
How do you find time? Because obviously running the city seems...
You just kind of have to carve it out. You know, I'll go early in the morning, or I'll go at lunchtime. And, you know, sometimes I get a cancellation of a meeting and I'll just go to the gym. I've got a very forgiving trainer who lets me walk in when I want to. And I've got a great bicycle I just leap on. I'm going to do the Cowtown Half Marathon, so I'm working on my running now. What I do isn't running much anymore. It's a very slow jog.
Wow. Your bicycle, do you have to put the training wheels back on?
No, I haven't had to do that lately, but there's days I felt like it.
Well, I don't know how often you fall off of it.
Russ.
I try not to fall off of it.
You know, you fall off one time.
Everybody thinks you're going to fall all the time.
Exactly.
I run into the same thing drinking all the time.
Well, no.
Hey, you get drunk once.
And
I just assume you're going to get there every time.
You got the email that I sent you about that Connor kid in Fort Worth?
Yes, about the 15-year-old. That's just awesome. Walking up to the police officer, and he was the first one on your police fire thank you videos. That's cool.
It was cool because it was a passing comment I made yesterday. I said there's so many rotten videos of police officers on YouTube. I think somebody actually walking up to a cop and saying thank you, now that would stand out because all the other videos are just crap.
Well, it fits nicely in with our Compassionate City Initiative where we say pay it forward or do the golden rule, live the golden rule.
And that's what I said when I sent her, I forwarded her Connor's email. I went, you got some good people in Fort Worth. This is a 15-year-old kid that already has respect for police officers.
I love that, and thank you for posting it. It'll maybe make other people sit up and take notice and pay attention to what they're doing.
I doubt it, but at least you know you got one kid who can influence his friends.
That's right. We got a lot of good people in Fort Worth.
What's it going to? How long is this stadium going to take to be built? Our arena.
About 5 years.
Why does it always take so long?
Well, you know, you got to sign the agreements. The attorney's got to draw them all up. You got a lot of architectural rendition and a lot of site prep work to do. It just takes a long time to get it all done.
Mm. I just got excited when they started building the Cowboy headquarters in Frisco, which is like a mile from my house. I thought, all right, Cowboys are going to move in here. I'm going to be able to sell my house to somebody that can afford it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like this thing's not going to be done until I'm sure I'll be dead.
Yeah, it's amazing how long it all takes, isn't it?
What?
Especially when you got to acquire property and everything else.
You guys, you didn't have
be an awesome state, awesome arena.
What is it, Dan?
That's what I was going to ask her, is Mayor Price, where is the new arena going to be? Is it going to replace where Will Rogers is now or somewhere else?
Oh, no. We wouldn't touch Will Rogers. It's such an icon for us, and we have room for both. This is at Trail Drive in Montgomery, which is the old Harley. It's right there on the Will Rogers complex. It's kind of to the southwest of Will Rogers. It'll be a great asset.
What is the
and
old?
It'll look kind of like Will Rogers.
That's not a good idea. I've been in the Will Rogers Auditorium. That looks like, no offense, but that really looks like a high school auditorium.
This won't look like the auditorium. This will be a state-of-the-art arena, but the outside, the architectural piece of it will be reminiscent of the Will Rogers.
All right, it's still going to match.
And it's going to be great. It's a perfect size. You know, we've got American Airlines, which is, 25,000. Of course, AT&T, that's 40. And Billy Bob's, it's 5, and this will be 14,000 seats. So it's right in that sweet spot for concerts and things. And
how many square feet are we talking about?
I don't know what the square feet is. I just know the seating capacity.
All right, so you pushed this for how many months on television, and you don't know how big the thing is?
I know how big it is. It's 14,000 seats.
Well, they can still shove that into a couple of mobile homes. Look, we got 14,000. They ain't folded out.
This is very spacious, and it'll be very, as somebody says, it'll be swanky.
What? I have a feeling you said swanky.
Yeah.
I didn't. Somebody else coined that term. I said it's worth it.
What was I going to ask? What's the cost going to be?
It'll be about $450 million. And the nice thing is the city's piece is capped at $225 million, and that's not coming from our property tax or sales tax. That's user fees and hotel occupancy taxes that are already in place. It's the incremental piece of those.
Oh, all right. Hang on. I got a side question really quick while I got you on the
phone.
I got, you know how Texas has a website, Unclaimed Property?
Uh-huh.
It says that the Tarrant County tax assessor collector owes me $262.
Uh-oh.
And you being the former tax assessor collector, it shows it was my address in Southlake, but the mailing address on the website shows my old CBS radio station.
Huh.
And I can't prove that I don't know why they showed that address. I can't prove that I lived at the John Carpenter. How do I fix that?
Well, if you can prove that you call the tax assessor's office and ask to speak to the accounting department.
You can't do that for me?
Oh. I guess I can if you give me your addresses. I know them all.
Damn.
Text them to me or send me the address and a copy of where it shows it was owed, and I'll see if I can get them to send it back.
Okay. Can you also get that $3,000 they fined me 1 year for being a day late?
No, can't do that. When you're a day late, you're just late.
I wasn't a day late. They couldn't read the postmark on it, so they took it down to the post office, and they couldn't read it, so they just assumed it was late.
Well, you know, you have from October when it's billed till January 31st to pay it.
You're going
to
make me swear.
Look at it this way. It's more textbooks for students and more teachers.
Yeah, that doesn't make me feel better.
It's more police officers. How about that, Russ?
That, okay.
Yeah, that's a sign of a good politician.
So as far as state of the art inside the new arena, will it be equal to like American Airlines Center or...
Yeah, the same architects and the same design firm that did American Airlines is doing this. National Architects, who did the American Airlines Center and did Cowboy Stadium and Ranger Stadium, will be working on it.
Will this be the...
But it will reflect Fort Worth. It'll be much more, you know, the Western Cowboys and culture.
Well, of course. What was I going to ask? Hang on, give me a second. Made me lose.
Okay.
I
have to ask you.
Is this going to be... Ma'am?
Did you ever finish your TX whiskey?
Oh, yes.
Good.
I had to share that one because that was stout. give me a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Will this be the biggest facility in Fort Worth once it's built?
Yeah, it'll have the most seating capacity of any of our arenas or any of our concert venues. I think our biggest one here now is about 5,800 seats.
Okay, but this won't be like the American Airlines Center where they can have different events. They can have concerts. They can have sport. Mm-hmm. They can have sporting events.
Yeah, we can have basketball and, you know, ice arena type size. I don't think we've determined if it's going to have an ice capacity, but the shows that are that size, we can have circuses and things, graduations, basketball tournaments, concerts. It's about the cost on it and the upkeep on it is based on about 12 to 14 concerts a year.
I'll make sure to look into the ice thing. For some reason, people will go to see almost anything if it's on ice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they like the family shows, and they're great, so that's being looked into. And I just hadn't heard for sure if that's going to be in the package or not.
Yeah, you could say, hey, this Sunday, Honey Badger's on ice. People would want to come see it just because, for whatever reason, it's on ice.
Yeah, I want to see that.
Ice skating's pretty cool.
Especially Honey Badgers.
Uh-huh.
By how wide of a margin did the arena pass?
Well, there were three propositions, and the average was 72%. So it's definitely a mandate. The citizens liked the project. They wanted us to approve. They wanted to approve it, and now they want us to build it. It carried 341 of the 350 precincts it carried in.
Okay.
That's a wide margin.
I'm going to feel bad about asking about this. Are you Republican or Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, so you were happy with the not just your election, but the election in general?
Absolutely. And, you know, people always say, well, the mayor's office is nonpartisan, and it is, but everybody knows that I was a Republican office holder as tax assessor and that I'm a conservative.
All I know is when you were tax assessor collector, you charged me $3,000 for being a day late.
You should have mailed a day early.
What good is the postmark if they don't even? It's like they went and looked at it. They went, well, we can't make out what it says. So they don't even do tie goes to the payer.
Unfortunately, they don't because you have from October to January to pay it.
You bring that up again. And any big plans for Fort Worth? You mentioned some type of bike ride or something.
We just did our Halloween bike ride, which is the end of our rolling town halls that we do on Wednesdays. We did a spooky bike ride. We had about 325 or 30 riders come, and then another 150, 200 people came to the party afterwards. It was great. We rolled through downtown and out to the cemetery in our costumes. And
what did you dress up as?
The Energizer Bunny.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm. Dan, what were you going to ask the mayor?
Real quick, Mayor Price, when is the Christmas tree being put up in Sundance Square?
The Christmas tree goes up. The tree lighting is the week of Thanksgiving.
Got it.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know the exact date, but yeah, it's that week.
Do the Bass Brothers not tell you anything?
I don't know my calendar. I just don't know the exact date. I live for the moment, not for the weeks ahead.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am, for the visit. Congratulations on your arena.
Yes. Thank you, and thank you all for your support, and thanks for the support of our officers and our firefighters, too.
That's my gig.
I know, and I'm proud of you for that gig. It's a big help for the community.
You're very kind.
We'll see you hopefully before too long. You have to come to Fort Worth and see us.
Not a chance.
Especially not with the kooks you got working in your post office.
Who they? Oh, that wasn't the post office. It was this.
Actually the office.
It was a tax assessor collector. I even called them when I got the bill. It just being, whether it's one day late or a month late, it's the same fine.
Right.
And it depends on what your property tax is. And so they sent me a bill for $3,000, and I called them, what's this? Are you late? No. I mailed it before midnight on the end of January.
Right.
Well, we couldn't read the postmark, so we took it down to the post office, and they couldn't read it either, so you owe us $3,000. What makes you think it's late if you can't read it?
Because we didn't get it until February.
You got it when you got it. Even the IRS, if you've got a postmark on there and it says the 15th, they'll accept that.
Yeah.
Not the tax assessor in Tarrant County.
Mm-mm. That's part of the reason they have extra money to build new facilities. Day late fund.
Can't read it.
Well, they send them out, you know, in October. Yeah, they sure do. So one of the first, as a homeowner, first thing you get from whatever county you live in is you get the bill for the taxes that are due in like October, November, 3 months.
Jeez.
I guess it takes 3 months, regardless of the size of the house, to get over the shock.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, you'd think the city, like if you moved into the city, bought land, whatever, you'd think the city or the county would send you like a nice, like, welcome to town card. Instead, it's, hey, now that you're here, pay us.
Give me the cash. Bitch better have my money.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, I've got the one from, I forget the tax assessor in Collin County. I got the one in my bag. I've been afraid to open it.
Really?
Let me see. Hold on.
You want me to open it for you?
Talk for a second.
Well, actually, you've paid it before, like the past few years, so you know about how much it is.
I know, but it's always a shock.
You just don't want to see the number again?
Every year.
Oof. Do you think it went down?
That's funny.
Well, our property values went down for a while. Alfie, it may be in there with you.
I'll look for it.
Or I just threw it away.
See, and that are you looking for another fine?
Huh?
See,
I got it.
Yep, bring it in. Oh, and the
damn, we're really late.
Yes.
Oh well, okay. Well, at least we know now we can play commercials off the air,
oh, no.
And they'll still show up.
Oh, no. Maybe that works differently.
Okay.
That is for your Collin County taxes?
Yeah. What's his name? How much do I owe? Oh, no.
What? Is it saying for you just to send a blank check? Trust us. We'll fill it out for you.
And in Collin County, you get two different bills. You get the one from the county, and then you get the one from the school district.
Okay.
In Tarrant County, they just combine the two.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, so this is where you're going to look, down right here?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to owe that a plus. Let me turn the mics off. So add what I just told you to that number.
Oh, my God. That number right there? That bottom one?
Yeah, the one that starts with a 4.
Plus the other one that you just said that starts with a
2?
2?
So, when I tell you guys I want my money back for birthday gifts, we split up.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Ah. 4:43, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Only a couple incidents out there right now, but they both suck real bad. In Arlington, eastbound I-20 right at Bowman Springs. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. That has traffic backed up back from Wichita Street. That same accident is causing a backup on the East Loop back from Lancaster Avenue. And in Euless, southbound 360 between Midway Drive and Trinity Boulevard Highway, there is completely shut down due to an accident. This is the one involving a semi and about six other cars. Right now, traffic is completely stopped back from Euless Grapevine Road. It's about an hour delay through it. Try 121 or something to get around it. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Tonight, clear and 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. Right now, it is 71 at 97.1 The Eagle.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
K-E-G-L, now. The Eagle. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Yes, Alfred.
I have Steve Eager for you on the hotline.
Okay. Mr. Eager.
Yes.
Hello. How you doing, boss?
Hey, I'm all right. How you doing?
Good. I don't think we've ever talked before.
We have not. You're right.
We have Sean Rabb on all the time. In fact, I think we've got breaking news from him even before he told you guys about it.
That wouldn't surprise me. That dude's connected, man. He is connected.
I was looking at your Facebook page. First of all, I don't know how much you know about this, that Jason C. Waite, I know you know that story.
I do. I don't know anything about that guy, but I know what's going on. Well, I don't really know what's going on. I know what he is, you know, trying to accomplish in the pushback. But anyway, go ahead.
Do you know that he's now, and he only picked two people, he's now warned you?
Yes.
And me.
Yeah, we're on notice.
That's exactly what
we are on notice.
I can hear Steve shaking.
It's like, I can't remember the movie, but you just made the list. Oh, it's Stripes, isn't it? Yeah, the movie Stripes. You just made the list. Yeah, we're on the list.
And the ramblings we played, obviously I had to cut the audio down because it was like 26 minutes long of him saying, in fact, it's, you quote him on your Facebook page. It says,
I do not consent to this conversation.
You know what? He's a little mouthy bastard for not wanting to consent to a conversation.
He carried on a long one, didn't he?
And the one thing I couldn't figure out was, and I'll make this quick, I know you got some picture stuff to do, was he didn't, unless he cut part of the video out, he never knew what the police officers wanted.
Right.
So why all of a sudden are you on the defensive if you have no clue? They could have been walking up going, hey, there was a break-in or whatever the thing was. Did you see it? He just assumed, I'm a suspect.
Yeah, I watched, and I don't know. I don't actually – well, I do know because he sent me an email. I posted that on Twitter when he started saying that we are bullying him. I said, hey, pal, you're the one who emailed me under the – you know, spread this to the world. Okay, dude, it's not going to look good for you, but – happy to do it. And but I watched, seriously, I watched all, I'm sure a lot of you know, our viewers who watch it, your listeners, after about 2 minutes, it's just, all right, I'm done. I did have a lot of people post on my Facebook page that they watched the whole thing hoping he would be tased at some point and were disappointed when he wasn't. But, you know, the Louisville cops, I was amazed at the patience they showed. You know what I mean? I mean,
and I think the patience would have been there regardless of that. Right, here's something I don't think you know. He didn't record that with a iPhone, smartphone.
It was mounted on him somewhere.
Carrying around, according to one of the witnesses that I talked to, he was carrying around like a 10, 15-year-old camcorder.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, what is that? Because he said on his Facebook page, I decided I was going to go out, get some cardio, blah, blah. Who carries around a 2-pound camcorder when they're out? There's something missing here. I just don't know what it is.
I think he is trying to, well, I don't know if you read what his email to me was. It says, You know, breaking news, is there a chance you can help me get this out to the world? I'm willing to do interviews with the media. You know, there's just nothing there.
Oh, God.
You've seen it. There's nothing there. But I think he thought it was going to catch fire or something. And then when he got the pushback, I mean, I just posted that thing and let people, you know, decide for yourself. I said it's almost 24 minutes long. Believe me, you'll have your fill in less than 45 seconds. But the pushback is strong, and so I assume they went to his YouTube channel and hammered him there. And the next thing I know, I see you and me. We're on the list, man.
Dan, did you pull up John's or Jason's website?
Yes.
What does it say at the top? I know it says Steve Eager and Russ Martin. You've been warned.
Yes, you are warned. Yeah, Russ Martin and Fox 4 News. Steve Eager, you are warned.
He misspelled my last name. I'm just that's the most disappointing thing.
Well, and he called me an alleged alcoholic, and I'm a real one.
You earned it.
So unless he changes the alleged part, I'm gonna sue him for that.
You earned that, man.
I don't drink on the air every day and just want to be called an alleged alcoholic.
I'm not sure if this is, you know, we saw what was going on in Arlington with open carry, and that was almost two different things. The guys from open carry, I'm not sure what the big picture, you know, goal is. I know for open carry what it is, but how kind of provoking the police, I'm not sure how that meshes, really. I don't understand that.
I don't know. This Jason Waite guy comes off as a cop watcher, but that wasn't his intent.
No, it's not. No, he's all by himself, I think. He's all out there by himself.
Just by watching his video, all of a sudden, I like the cop watchers in Arlington now, if you compare the two.
Well, they have a point. I mean, they have a kind of a salient point that they're trying to get across. And
well, and that's what I had said about the cop watch. You don't know anything about me or the show. We've got a foundation for.
Well, I do know about your foundation. I think everybody knows about that. You know, when somebody gets hurt or in the line of duty, I know all about it. Everybody knows that. So
obviously, I'm pro police, right. But I think watching cops is not a bad idea as long as you keep your distance. But you know what? Stop doing it with cell phones. Get a camera with a zoom. Stay out of their way. Let them do their job. Because if they get one of my cops shot, I'm going to rain down like Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And I'm not effing around. What is it, Dan?
I actually have some good news for our dear friend Steve Eager.
Yeah.
Posted just a little bit ago.
Hang on. Steve, how many minutes you got?
I'm all right.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. A new post on Jason's website. He says, Steve Eager of Fox 4 News. I personally want to apologize to Steve Eager. It's not even his fault remotely that I've been getting death threats and overt cyberbullying. It is, however, his lunatic fans, which has nothing to do with Steve. And all bold, Steve, you are an upstanding member of this community, and you do a lot for our community. Thank you.
Wow.
Did he apologize to me?
I guess, Russ Martin, you are on your own, man.
He does. And then it turns to Russ. Now to you, Russ Martin.
I like the way that Steve and I have bonded. Oh.
And now we're divorced.
Now you're on your own. What does it say about me?
It says, now to you, Russ Martin. Russ, you're warned and you're fired. Stop. Don't ask what that means. I don't know. Stop harassing people on the radio. Stop having your violent goon squads harass and attach activists online and now potentially offline. You are warned. Inciting violence will be taken seriously. To your fans, F you. Russ, you are warned.
Mm.
And then he has, yeah, of course, he posts a video of Trump saying you're fired.
You know, reading that with the radio voice is awesome. Russ, you are warned. Who's that? Is that Alfie? Who's that?
That's Dan O'Malley, our news guy.
That is sweet. I need you to come read some of my viewers' voice hate mail to me with the radio voice. That sounds really good.
I'd be happy to do it, Steve.
That sounds great.
That's always my favorite segment because, yeah. All right, Steve goes through this, and you don't say it, but you could tell just by your demeanor. It's like, I don't give a at all.
I mean, on some stuff I do, but just pounding me away, it's like, yeah, okay.
It's like, well, why do you guys cover this so much? You know there are other TV stations that you could go and watch if you get bored with something.
As you know, people, a lot of times when you get enough, that's what people are thinking. They are representative of, you know, if you get enough, you hear enough, that you ought to think about what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But the lone kind of antagonists are, you know.
They're the ones that, you know, the old ladies that call of, how many times are you going to show the weather? As many times as we need to. Why don't you just watch something? I'm sure Quincy is on someplace.
Yeah, I go back to the Louisville police. I thought, that's what I think. And the more people watch that, everybody commented, wow, that went on forever, and they didn't rise to it. And I think people get suspicious that once you watch something like that, it's like, what's the point? Is he trying to antagonize? And I don't know if he was or not. I don't know what he was trying to,
I think he's bipolar, because when Nate said, okay, I don't know if you know this or not. I'll make it quick. Mm-hmm. They went and got the witness, and they drove the witness by so they could see Jason on the street. Yeah, right, and the witness said, that's not him. So the cops go, witness said it's not you. Here's your ID. You're free to go. And then Jason loses his mind and just becomes maniacal and starts chasing police cars down the street, barking in traffic. It really gets concerning that he's there's something seriously wrong between his ears.
Yeah.
I got an official response from Chief Kerbo with the Louisville mm-hmm. Police Department, mm-hmm. and I'm going to give you the short version.
Okay.
Because I just sent him an email and went, hey, what's the story on this bonehead? And he sent back, we are extremely pleased with the response from our officers during their encounter with Mr. Waite. I hope his video serves to reinforce for the citizens of Louisville that our officers are community-oriented and seek open communication while enforcing the law. And that's perfect. So whatever trouble that Jason thought he was going to get these cops into obviously didn't materialize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's the old saying? There's no there. It's just not happening. I don't know.
He's just like a guy screaming at the ocean. Hey, well, what's coming up on the 5 o'clock news?
Clarice does 5. I'm doing the 5:30. I heard Betsy Price on your show. That's pretty good.
All the mayors call. Well, Cluck never calls me. I think it's because
you know why.
You got to be able to take a. If I can call Mayor Price hot legs. Cluck can take super chicken jokes.
We do have a little thing that would interest you. There's a burglary in the M streets, and it's become just a little controversial because a burglar alarm went off, and the police left a false alarm sticker on her house, and she goes in, and her kind of door was open, and the dog door had been kicked in, and she had a burglary, but they hadn't investigated. So it's kind of, it's like, it's one of those things where what do I do? A lady goes in by herself and her home had in fact been burglarized and she kind of freaked. So there's some questions why the police didn't follow up. And one of the things is because the dog door indicated there would be a dog inside and they didn't want to have to get into that.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? The dog
yeah.
and the shooting and there's just all this stuff going on. It's difficult to be a cop. That's why I like good cops, because I know it's a tough job. And the good ones, it's not easy to be a good cop. So,
all right. So you're going on at 5:30.
5:30.
Do something. Do some type of gesticulation. Oh. Do you know what a farmer hanky is?
Stop it.
Do you know what that is?
No, I do not.
That's where you take one finger, stick it on one nostril, and then blow really hard.
I'm familiar with the move. I didn't know that's what it was called.
Do that so I'll know you're saying hi to me.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for the time, boss.
Right,
I appreciate
you,
it.
Thanks.
All right.
See, I like how when – see, I've heard of other radio shows doing that when they get people on, be like, oh, I do like a quick wink or something really subtle that they'll see and like, oh, look how cool we are. No, I like the farmer's hanky. That's a good touch.
Well, just say, hey, tug on your earlobe or something like that. No.
Maybe. Or how about
you get
this?
That much free radio airtime from me, you can at least blow a loogie on the floor.
Yeah.
Hawk one up. Cough it over at
Clarice?
Yeah, I don't think Clarice would like it.
I was thinking
Heather.
Ooh, yeah, Heather Hayes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there on her script.
Right there in the middle of the page.
Read that.
All right, just go right blow there. It on the teleprompter. Just get right up to the camera and go, read that.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have time for anything else. We got a break. We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
504, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Supercuts. Whole lot going on. Let's get started off in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at TI Boulevard. Got an accident there. It's blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the high five.
Also in Dallas, northbound I-35, right at the Mixmaster, got an accident there. It's in the clearing stages. Traffic is still jacked up, though, back from Colorado Boulevard. This is also blocking the lane, sorry, the left lane of the two-lane ramp to go eastbound on 30. Into Arlington now, eastbound I-20, right at Bowman Springs, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic is backed up back from Wichita Street, also causing a backup on the east loop back from Lancaster Avenue. In Euless, southbound 360, right at Midway, that accident there has been cleared out. The highway has been reopened. Traffic there is backed up back from Euless Grapevine Road, though. And finally, in Denton, southbound I-35E, just before State School Road, got an accident blocking the left lane, this one involving a motorcycle that has traffic backed up back from Fort Worth Drive. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Tonight, clear and 45. Tomorrow, sunny and 68. Right now, it is 71 at 97.1 The Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle. The Eagle.
I don't really care. I'm just curious why that Jason C. Waite apologized to Steve Eager and not me. Maybe Steve didn't really say anything.
I think all that Steve did was he just posted the story on Facebook.
So it wasn't even on Fox 4 News?
No.
Okay.
And
then let people decide, hey, look at this.
Yeah, then people just commented. I guess he finally realized that that's these people. That's not, you know, Eager doing it.
I didn't tell anybody to go and post anything on
anything.
Douche's website.
No, you're right. You didn't. But I guess because since you're actually putting out your opinion on it, I guess he's taking it as you're inciting listeners to, you know, accost him verbally.
Mm-mm. Although he did in that video swear at the police officers and called them punks.
And pork chops.
Why is that okay? They violated my rights. If they violated your rights, somebody would be in trouble.
Mm-hmm. If they had violated your rights on your wildly viral popular video, I'm sure you must have a stack of attorneys wanting to represent you. As opposed to you calling the prepaid ones that you don't even know their names, first names.
This guy really, I wish I had a better word other than maniacal or nut. But just, you listen to the, oh, I got an email back from Tim Powers.
Ooh. What's Timmy Bear say?
Well, after you told me about the rumors that Jason C. Waite made about me and misusing foundation funds?
Yes.
I said, you want to take a look at this and see if you want to straighten this moron out? I said, if you need the backstory, I'll give it to you. And then Tim said, I'll take care of it. I'm going to need some more information. So I sent him the link to the video.
Mm-hmm.
I said, here's the link. I said, as you can imagine, I expressed my opinions. I said, he matched the description of someone the cops were looking for. After about 20 minutes, they let him go after the witness said it wasn't him. So Tim took a look at it, all of it, evaluated it, and sent back, what a douche.
I love his professional opinions.
And just because you're saying, well, it's a rumor that you're a serial criminal, you can't hide behind the rumor thing.
No.
Because as we found, they're starting to hold people responsible on the internet just like they do with broadcast information.
Yeah.
Where did you get it? I don't have to tell you. I'm protected. No, you're not journalist.
Mm-mm.
It's like he just sits there and he's trying to come up with anything. And I don't like the fact that I feel like I'm being played just to drive people to his Facebook page or YouTube or website. But I, like I said earlier, I don't, in this case, I don't care. He's an idiot. And that's my opinion, and ain't nothing you can do about it.
Well, this is one of those things where, because his website's initially set up for him, I guess, to be the next Tony Robbins or something, or what looks to be, he has a three-step formula to make money online in some sort of pyramid scheme-looking sounding thing.
So he's an online entrepreneur?
I guess so.
After hearing him speak on video, I wouldn't give him anything.
I wouldn't go into business with that.
He couldn't form complete sentences with the cops.
He doesn't even understand basic grammar. There's no way I'd work with someone like that. Oh, no, I have a simple three-step formula, lucrative solution, online marketing, and I don't understand there and there.
Russ Martin, this is on his webpage. I really should tweet this, but I don't know how to, and I had to do a screen cap and put the picture on Twitter, but I don't know how you give the backstory.
Oof.
There's too much. But it says Russ Martin of the, I'm going to need the beep for this. Russ Martin of the dumb Diversional Slavery Business Model Media Corporation. I kind of got to go with him on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't be mad at that. That's downright accurate.
Now to you, Russ Martin. Oh, you linked back to my webpage.
You're right, he did. I'm looking at the same time.
Russ, you're warned and you're fired. Stop harassing people on the radio. I don't harass anybody. First of all, Jason Seawaite, you're the one that posted the video on the YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You posted something online that said, here's this video, spread it to as many people as you want. You have my permission to use it in any fashion. Something like that.
Yeah.
So you were asking for feedback. You got feedback. Just because you didn't enjoy it doesn't mean that you can go around threatening people. Stop harassing people. Again, he's talking to me. Stop harassing people on the radio. Stop having your violent goon squads. What makes you think I got goon squads? People running around on the internet just looking for idiots like you to harass. And by the way, you spelt harass wrong. Goon squads harass and attach.
He means to say attack.
Oh. I'm reading it the way he wrote it. An attach activist online. Stop that, and now potentially offline. You're warned. Your has an E and an apostrophe right behind the U. Okay? Just helping you out, Jason. Inciting violence will be taken. Okay. Taken is one word, and there's no apostrophe after E.
Why is that?
Because it's not possessive?
Right, but it just doesn't.
I mean, why does he do it?
Yeah, why is he doing it? I don't understand that.
Obviously, it's like you said, he's borderline, not illiterate, but
at least proofread your manifesto.
I bet in his mind he thinks taken is a contraction.
Okay.
Inciting violence will be taken seriously. To your fans, you. Russ, you are warned. Well, I guess I'll just have to move to Canada.
Hmm? Oh, no, honey. You're going to need to go much farther. He can still get you there. Right beneath that is the video that he shot of him scrolling the internet, looking at Steve Eager's Facebook page and our website, your website.
Is there any audio?
It's just a music thing. It's just dumb.
Oh, yeah. Shows him scanning the Channel 4 website, scrolling down.
It's like, look at things.
There's...
He recorded himself looking at things. Here's the other thing that bothers me about this guy. Take away everything else that we've already established. He likes his own Facebook posts.
Huh?
You know how you can post something?
Oh, and somebody can click on it and say, I like this.
Yes.
Hey, he likes his own stuff.
Yes.
I got it. Okay.
Damn, man.
Wow.
That's pathetic. That's so sad.
Yeah, now he's looking at my website and the Police Fire Foundation link. Yeah, I think I'll just have Tim Powers take care of him. Just because you're online and you say it's rumored, you can qualify it any way you want.
Mm-hmm.
Still get yourself in trouble. So, if I were you, Jason, I would ignore anything I've said and still come after me. I swear I personally won't do anything, nor will my listeners or any of my goon squads. I deserve it. Come and get me. You and retard. I wouldn't let me get away with that, by the way.
I'm pretty angry at you. I'm thinking of leading a charge.
Oh, man, I'd love to see what the f- he's married to. That's got to be a real joy.
He's married?
According to the information we pulled up.
Oh.
He also has a criminal record that he didn't bother to bring up.
Oh, well. Don't we all?
Not you.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. I'm clean.
For now.
All right. We've covered everything, right?
I think so.
All right. And let's do news. Do we get started?
Nope.
Yeah. Been a busy day.
Very.
All right, 5:15. Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Thursday, November 6th, 2014. Birthdays today. Young Emma Stone turns 26 today. Actress Tandy Newton is 42. Model actress Rebecca Romijn is 42 as well. Ethan Hawke is 44. Peter DeLuise is 48. Corey Glover, singer from Living Color, is 50. Former porn star Angela Summers turns 50 as well. She was in 115 films, including Will and Ted's Bogus Gangbangs, Snatched to the Future, and Edward Penishands 2. Also, Maria Shriver, 59. Glenn Frey of the Eagles is 66. Sally Field, 68. And Pat Tillman would have been 38 today. The Dallas nurse who flew on a commercial jet before being diagnosed with Ebola says she was not careless or reckless. In an interview Thursday on NBC's Today Show, Amber Vinson also said she did not get enough training to feel comfortable treating Ebola patients. She said the first time she donned special protective gear was when she was heading in to take care of an infected patient at the Dallas hospital. Vincent said she checked with health officials before flying on October 10th from Dallas to Cleveland and returning 3 days later. The Atlanta-based CDC has acknowledged that she was not stopped from flying, something the agency later said was a mistake on its part. She did say, though, that she does feel good. She just gets tired sometimes as far as her recovery.
You know, nurses have called up and defended her. I just think it was slightly irresponsible to get on a plane knowing possibly you could have something. Well, I don't have fever, I didn't puke or doo-doo on anybody, so it should be okay.
Let's hop on this enclosed tube.
Yeah. Let's take this tube across the country. But it sounds like the CDC really didn't. Their heads were up their collective asses. Hey, can I get on a plane? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I think what happened.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, you have a fever? A little bit. Go ahead.
I think what happened was at the CDC, they looked at the facts, the scientific facts, and said, you're not a threat to anyone. Go ahead. You're fine. Just keep in touch, and we'll keep in touch with you.
Keep in touch.
However, then they realized the public sentiment is not going to be based on scientific facts and figures. It's going to be based on you let who get on a what to go where? What part of that makes any sense?
Well, she said she felt okay.
It's not like we can just go everywhere and check on everybody. We're the CDC.
That's kind of your job.
Yeah, I ain't going anywhere and checking on everybody. That's where all the sick people are.
Yeah, that's where you need to be. You need to be there.
I know.
You go check on those sick people.
Skype. Skype it. Stand in front of a camera, I'll look at you. I'll tell you if you got anything. There ain't no reason for me to fly across the country just to see if you're sick.
Oh my God,
Alfie, what are you getting calls about?
Most people just calling, threatening the Jason Waite guy.
No threats. I got this.
There's no reason to threaten him. He's his own worst enemy.
He thinks he's being threatened, and nobody's really said anything. They've just called him
names,
bad names.
Yeah, there's some bad names.
And he said that in one of the earlier posts, he's thinking about suing the city of Louisville because the officer pointed a taser at him.
Yes.
That judge.
He's going to keep pushing this, and he's going to get locked up for something real.
Yeah.
And running around in the street, barking at traffic, that's enough to get you locked up for a while, at least 7 days for an evaluation.
Yeah, that's something you need to always keep in mind. Because once again, if you're trying to start a war with bad police officers, You may not like it when the battle finds you.
You can't do anything. I'm video recording this. We've covered this. I can kill you and take your camera. And then I will still be a rogue cop. So you have failed. Now, had you stayed off at a distance where I couldn't get my hands on you, you might have won.
Mm-hmm.
But now, you got to go in the trunk with everybody else.
I just can't figure out why they're not thinking about these simple things.
I'm going to go find some bad cops. Dude, that's not a safari you want to go on. line four, Alfie?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Kevin.
Yeah, Amy Grant is taking a sleigh ride.
Yes. Just played it. Thank you.
Are you still playing Christmas music?
It's playing through the server, and it's showing up on the iHeart playlist.
How long have you been doing this? What, 2 hours now?
Not straight. I got busy. Forgot I was talking to Mayor Price of Fort Worth and Steve Eager with Channel 4 because, you know, I'm running those circles now.
No, clearly. I just think for basically 2 hours, you've been playing Christmas music.
On and off.
You've been playing Christmas music for 2 hours, and not one programmer in this building has come to see what the hell's going on.
I don't think they checked the website. Isn't that the only – you see it on the website or on the RDS?
On the RDS, RDS on your car.
RDS display on your car radio.
Yeah, but even Don Davis has the radio playing in his office, and I think it's got an RDS display.
It might, but I don't think he's listening to us.
Unfortunately, he's learning that lesson hard.
Well, I mean, his big focus is KZPS.
Yes.
And they're doing well.
Mm-hmm. Very well.
We're doing great in the afternoons, regardless of what Jason C. Waite thinks. And I take partial credit because it's the playlist I put together.
Rock Lord Masters of Disaster.
Oh, my God.
That's right. Timbuktu3. I really wish I had known this 3 or 4 years ago when we started here.
Oh, God.
That I could play all this stuff off the air and it would show up on the playlist. And then every week when they have the conference meeting and all the program directors for Clear Channel, iBorg, whatever it's called, get together on a conference call, you know, somebody's going to ask Don, did you start playing Christmas music early on the Eagle? No, none of that's programmed. Ah, I see 2 hours of Christmas music on November 6th.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I got no control. I don't know. Every day at 3 o'clock, somebody goes in, takes the steering wheel out of the studio, and they just go. Just put it to the firewall with no...
That's a hell of a way to sell the afternoon show to corporate.
I tell you how to sell the afternoon show to corporate.
Mm.
Facts on the Arbitrons.
Amen to that.
I hate to keep throwing that in their face, but sooner or later... You're going to get the rug yanked out from underneath you. But in the meantime, send it to corporate. Plus, I'm having that love affair with that Steve McRae guy.
Oh, yeah, the iHeartMedia CFO.
Mm-hmm. And he just got a raise. He's even bigger in the company now. He listens to us in New York. Loves us. I meet him in person.
No.
I'm going to raw dog that man.
No, you do. You don't need to raw dog him.
I'm going raw dog.
You don't even have to have sex with him.
I've seen pictures of him. He looks clean.
No.
Just broke this chair I'm sitting in.
Is that what that was?
Yes.
See what happens? You get excited, kick your legs.
Isn't that his name? Steve McRae?
Steve McCree? It's either McCree or Macri. I'm not sure how you say his name.
A CFO for iHeartMedia.
It's a big position.
Yeah. He's got the pictures of him are really nice online. He looks clean.
You look clean.
Let me see.
He's clean. Do you want a drink?
Is he cute?
What movie is it from? Swingers?
Yep.
What do we got, about a minute or so, Chloe?
Yes.
Load another song. Go ahead and read something.
All right. In Houston, several people were hurt when an SUV crashed into a restaurant near NRG Stadium Wednesday afternoon. It happened just before 2 p.m. at DeMassey's Mediterranean Buffet. Police said as the driver was trying to park, she hit the gas instead of the brakes, smashing through the front of the restaurant. Surveillance video showed customers being pushed by the vehicle into the counter near the back of the dining area. About 30 customers were inside at the time. 9 were hurt. Most of the injuries were minor, but some victims had to be taken to the hospital.
How old was the driver?
It doesn't say. And I even saw in the earlier in the news, I didn't get an age on the driver. But I do know that...
Is that it on Channel 4 right now?
Yeah. Just the car kept coming. But as far as repairing this, we have no problem. But we hope that everybody is okay.
Fortunately, none of the injuries were life-threatening. A witness says the driver told police she accidentally hit the gas instead of the brake as she pulled into a parking spot. Next, Fox One News.
And she went right to, what was the business?
It was a Mediterranean buffet restaurant.
And it's like in a, from what I could tell in the video, like a strip center.
Yeah.
And there were people setting tables right up against the glass where you could see the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that SUV came straight through those people.
I do
and
know.
And nobody died.
Nobody died. No one, no one died. And I know that the woman, she was trying to park in the handicap parking spot.
Yeah.
What I don't, let's just assume they were old. Okay?
Yeah.
Because that seems to be the common denominator with all of these.
Sure.
How about when they go to renew their license at a certain age, you hold up a picture of a gas pedal and a brake pedal.
Ooh.
Okay. Which one is go? Because they always seem to get confused.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot. Did the brake pedal move? Did it shift? Because they both have different feels. The brake pedal's a little beefier.
Mm-hmm.
The gas, thin. Gas on the right, brake on the left. It's not like somebody just comes, unless GM has done something we don't know about. We've had a problem with the brake and gas pedal moving. Sometimes they just swap places, and then the car starts.
All right, send out the recall.
I've never understood that one, unless older people get bigger shoes. How do you hit? You've got to specifically take your foot off the gas to hit the brake and vice versa. I don't get it, unless as you get older, your feet get bigger, and all of a sudden, you got the bozo shoes.
Yeah, maybe that's your
God knows how Don Davis drives. As big as his feet are, my guess is going to be the brake is on the driver's side and the gas is on the passenger side.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
5:33, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KUGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Traffic sucks everywhere right now. Only a few actual accidents out there, though. Let's get started off in Dallas, north on I-35, right at the Mixmaster. Got an accident there. It's blocking the left lane of the ramp to go eastbound on the I-30. That has traffic backed up back from Colorado Boulevard. Also in Dallas, eastbound on 635 right at TI Boulevard. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic has backed up back from the High 5. Side street accident for you in Dallas. Eastbound Mockingbird right at 75. Got an accident there blocking everything but one lane. Traffic there's backed up all the way back from Preston. And finally in Denton, southbound I-35E just after South Loop 288. Got an accident blocking the left lane. That one has traffic backed up back from the 35E-35W split. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Clear skies and 45 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 68. Right now, 70 degrees. But 97.1, the Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1, the Eagle.
All right, Alfie. What do these people want on hold?
They're all calling about elderly drivers.
Yes, Jeremy.
Yeah, boss. I was just going to say my dad's a retired body man, and he made a bunch of money off of people like that lady who drove through the front of that store. And he said in most cases, old people who haven't been to driver's ed usually put their foot on their gas and the brake. And as soon as one slips, the gas usually has more power than the brake, and there you go.
So you think some of these are younger people who don't have the experience?
I mean, I guess it could be. I know a couple people that are younger that do that sort of thing, but in most cases, it's older people who, I mean, they ride both of them, and usually one foot slips, and it's just like when you try the power brake, you know, that gas has more power than that brake does, and it'll let loose any time.
You know, and when I was a kid, I used to watch my dad drive that way. It was just exactly. One on the gas, one on the...
did the same thing.
But I, in driver's ed, which we had to take, it was exactly. You know, one foot and just move the other one off to the left or fold it up underneath you. You don't. You're not driving NASCAR.
Exactly. That and people swerving into telephone poles to save a squirrel's life really made a lot of money for him.
I probably would end up. I got a hard time running over anything.
Hey, I do too. But growing up with a dad that's a body man, he said, "F the animals, save your car," because 90% of the time, the damage that the car will get from an animal is going to be far less than whenever you go off the road, flip your car, airbags deploy, you end up out the windshield.
Oh no, 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 no. He should have ran campaigns on Save the Squirrels.
He used to bring home airbags all the time with makeup and lipstick across the front of them.
If you make that much money off people dodging squirrels, I would have run campaigns. Squirrels should be our new national symbol.
That's right.
Yes, sir. All right. We'll dance more out for health.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You got a squirrel in front of an American flag. You salute that little thing.
Did you say my phone rang during the break?
Yeah, it had a ding off as a text message or a voicemail.
It's a text from Judge Coors.
Oh, what's he up to? Wait, I know.
I don't know what time court closes, so.
Well, with a name like Judge Coors, I imagine he can start happy hour whenever he likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my assumption.
He's, okay, I can't say too much because he doesn't really want to be identified.
Yeah.
He doesn't even like being called Judge Coors because lawyers, bailiffs, police officers, everybody in Tarrant County that goes through his court, they figured out who he is. Went, hey, don't leave the cans on the top of your desk.
They put two and two together.
Yeah. Hey, you got all these empty Coors cans on the top of the bench. They're going to probably know you're Judge Coors.
Yeah. And if that's not enough, maybe not be the only judge in the world that instead of black, wears silver. Walks in all shiny.
D's just commenting on the Jason Waite.
Ah.
See how much of this I can read. I can't read any of it. He must be.
Is it all full of legalese and words that you don't understand?
I understand all of them. I just think somebody's gone. Has. Loaded their silver gun and now reloaded it.
Okay.
My guess is he's on the second round. And that's one judge you always treat as if he's loaded.
Yeah.
Only way to make sure he's not loaded is watching piss. Alfie, what were the other ones? I forget.
They're calling about the elderly drivers. Line 5 is a cop if you want.
Okay. Yes, Ray.
Yeah, I was just going to let you know, we actually do have a form that we fill out. It's called a medical advisory board form. So, like, we saw someone who's elderly or has had a seizure or something like that, been involved in an accident and probably shouldn't be driving. They actually have to go back up to the Texas Department of Public Safety and take their driver's test. So,
Do DPS troopers, do you still have to go and ride with them to get your driver's license?
You know, it's been a long time. I think you do, yeah, but it's been a long time since I've actually had to go back and take a driver's test. I can't remember the last time I did, but...
Yeah, because the last, I did it twice. Once at 15 to get my motorcycle license.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A trooper followed me. And yeah. Then when I got my driver's license, then they rode with me.
Yeah, you know, but like I said, that form, man, it actually works. I mean, because you stop an elderly person and they're out there and they probably shouldn't be driving. It probably saves their lives sometimes, you know, so they don't get involved in an accident. So, yeah, we're able to fill that out and send it in on them, and it really helps them in the end. So even though they're not too happy with us at the time.
And what do you think that – is it just – obviously you're going to lose things as you age, but they never said I couldn't get my foot off the gas quick enough. They always say – I confuse the gas for the brake.
What? Right.
Yeah. Any clues? Like, it's like I theorized earlier.
I think they're frightened is what it is. They do think that they're on the brake and they're hitting it. When the gas starts and they just a reaction, they push harder on the gas they don't realize that they're actually hitting the gas instead of the brake. So
it's just amazing. Something that really becomes not even second nature, first nature, that you could drive. I mean, if you could do it blindfolded, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just to see the, you got to see the road, but you know where everything is in the car. You don't even have to look at the inside. You never see your feet. You know what you're hitting. How is it all of a sudden something you've been doing for 30 or 40 years, you forgot where things are?
Well, you just get, as you get older, you know, you get slower and reaction time's not as good.
Is that a shot at me?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
You know, I support you guys.
Oh, I know you do. Yeah. Right. Yeah, we appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, boss.
All right. You have a good
day. Man, that's cold.
Man, I hope they keep the foundation going. Because at 54, he ain't good for much longer. let's see. What do I want to play next? Okay.
Are you still playing Christmas music?
Huh.
Okay.
Nobody can hear it.
I know, but obviously it still pops up in places.
It pops up on the web and display in cars. And nobody has to suffer through it.
That's true.
And we're still the first to play Christmas music. So let K-Love or somebody, whoever normally does it the first of the year, and say first to play it, we're going to court. You can't prove you play. I got an entire print out of what we played.
I got Facebook posts.
Yeah, people keep taking pictures of the RDS display in their cars and sending me the pictures. Okay. Let's see, old people driving. Got it. 5:44. Dan O'Malley's here with more news.
Thank you, Russ. AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd was arrested yesterday.
Jesus.
Yeah.
No, that's not it.
No?
I got an email from a guy this morning. I was checking my commode email.
Oh, yeah.
Man, Paul Rudd lost his mind. You should play Dirty Deeds when you're talking about him.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
I sent back my obligatory, what?
Yeah.
And he goes, it's all over the news. Paul Rudd lost his mind. So, I don't know how I figured it out. But I figured out it was Phil Rudd, drummer for AC/DC.
Yeah.
I have to send back to him. I just said, who's Paul Rudd? He goes, drummer for AC/DC. No.
Mm-mm.
Paul Rudd was in Anchorman. Anchorman 2.
Yes.
I don't even know if there's a 3.
No. Many, many movies, actor.
Yeah. This is 40.
TV shows.
Yeah, the 40-year-old virgin.
Then that as well.
What'd you say? This is 40?
This is 40. Another great movie.
I don't know that one. And then he sent back, no, he's a drummer for AC/DC.
I bet he thinks that that'd be pretty cool.
It took me 10 minutes of going through the internet before I finally found something that said Phil Rudd was looking for somebody to have somebody knocked off.
Yeah, it wasn't the surf instructor in Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
The weather outside is weather. I effing love that. That whole movie's good, but that line kills me. All right. Anyway, so back to Phil Rudd, who actually did some bad stuff. He was arrested yesterday for attempting to hire a hitman to kill two other men. Police raided his home in New Zealand, where they also found pot and meth. Rudd was released on bail after a court hearing where he did not enter a plea. There's no word on who the intended victims are or why he wants them dead. Rudd is 60. He was in AC/DC from 75 to 83. when he was kicked out for personal problems, including frequent clashes with Malcolm Young. At that point, he retired to New Zealand, bought a helicopter company, rejoined the band in 94, and has been the drummer ever since. And he also released a solo album in August. No word yet from AC/DC, but Rock or Bust is still coming out December 2nd.
I think it's Rock or Bust.
What did I say?
Rock or Bust.
Rock or Bust. Sorry. Rock or Bust.
You make it sound like a tour bus with rockers on it.
Oh, I was kind of going more for a rocker bust, like he's busted.
Oh, no, it's Rock or Bust.
I got you. I know.
But that's good. That's good.
He was not present for a video shoot for two of the album songs, and he does not appear in the band's latest promo photo.
So no backstory on who, why, who he contacted, how he was busted.
Mm-mm.
I would think the only way, because we've talked about this before, people looking for hitmen, I would just look online, look at people, because you could pull up the information of who's in prison, when they're going to get out, what they were in for. Look for somebody that knocked somebody off.
Yeah. And someone that would need some money, especially if they're fresh out of jail.
Depending on how long you have to wait for them to get out.
Right.
But, you know, somebody that's committed murder that will probably do it again and not drop dime on you. Well, the ad looked real in the back of the thrifty nickel. That's entrapment.
That's just too good of a deal.
I don't know where you'd really go to find a hitman that wouldn't turn on you. Because if it's the way it is in the movies, they get half up front and then half when the job's done.
Yeah.
What if they take the front half and then they vanish? What are you going to do? Hire another hitman? And what if he does the same thing? This could be worse than Amway.
Oh, God.
Nobody's dead and I got a garage full of soap.
Crews have begun paving the way for more businesses to break ground in Terrell, thanks to a new Buc-ee's being built.
The hell is a Buc-ee's?
Buc-ee's. You need to take a road trip.
Is this like,
it's like
another one of those things that in and out that I didn't know anything about?
This is the king of highway stops, truck stops.
Yeah.
Bigger than Rip Griffin's?
Oh, hell. Mm. Sorry, man.
Rip's got to pay homage to the Buc-ee's.
Yeah. Oh, bullshit.
I
swear to God.
If you step foot in one, you'd be like, I was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Is it nice?
Oh, damn. It's so nice. The bathrooms are so beautiful and clean. And
that's truckers in there going and using the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Our bathrooms look like somebody worked on cars in there. Cars that run on shit because everything's splattered everywhere.
Yeah, the new Buc-ee's, a 61,000 square foot travel center and gas station, is just one well-known business expected to attract more to the city. This all comes at the time Terrell is in the middle of a downtown improvement plan and people are spending millions renovating their homes.
Are they building this... what is it that runs through Terrell? 20? 80?
Yeah, it's 20.
Is it near...
The Buc-ee's will be located off of FM 148, accessible from a new ramp on I-20.
Okay. I know Moore Street was the main drag in Terrell when I had to work out there.
Gotcha. More businesses also mean more jobs for the city of around 16,000 people. Also going up soon at the site is a new Dairy Queen.
It's a big day for Terrell. You know, people are sitting around on their porches.
Hear new Dairy Queen's going out? DQ.
Uh-oh.
That's two. We're on the verge of exploding like Manhattan.
that's sort of the same thing.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to live in the shadow of Forney anymore. With their Statue of Liberty and bullshit.
I got a message that said Buc-ee's doesn't have trucks.
What? Well, what does it say in the story?
Well, it just says a 61,000 square foot travel center and gas station.
Okay. So it's like a large Quick Trip.
Massive.
Mm-hmm.
While everyone is excited about the work beginning on Thursday, that's today, and what it means for growth in Terrell, the new Buc-ee's won't open until next summer. So like you, people got to wait for all the improvements.
Where is it? I look on KEGL.com to see what we've been playing.
It's just on the right-hand side.
It should scroll down.
Yeah, scroll down a little bit. It should be on the little panel on the right.
Well, it didn't show everything. Are the most current at the top?
It'll actually give you a now playing scroll.
Right now, it doesn't say anything because we're not playing anything.
Oh, there you go.
I can fix that. All right, something's playing now. It doesn't show all the Christmas music.
Really?
Mm-mm. You sure I'm looking on the right thing?
Let me see.
Does it only show up on the iHeart feed?
That's something else.
This thing on the right?
Yeah, that's the Pick the Rocket Word thing.
Okay, now it says, now playing, yeah. Skip Ewing, Christmas Carol. I don't know who that is. I wonder what it sounds like.
What can Santa get for you?
Oh.
She said, my name is Christmas Carol.
Oof.
Is that a newer song?
I thought it was old, like old.
Obviously, it's country. I don't know the name. Screw that one. I'm playing the other one that you wind up. That's what needs to show on iHeart.
What's that?
Mighty Merle.
Yeah. If you're going to do it.
So what, I click on that iHeart thing?
Sure.
Is that where it shows what's playing?
Just on the right where it shows what's playing. What, I don't know how to look up what has played.
No.
Because usually that's what's in there in that little box, but in the box right now it's the poll to pick the songs at work.
Vote on what we play next. I've never seen that. Oh, is that for Chris Ryan?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to vote for some Merle tomorrow.
That would make him crack up.
Okay, I found the recently played Joy to the World, Toby Keith. Other Christmas bull stuff.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep. And that's why they say, why they call us the Mighty Eagle at Rocks. Go ahead.
All right. According to the managing editor at Business Insider, there is one major mistake you can make when interviewing for a job. For whatever reason, and that mistake is not sending a follow-up email.
Hold on. Alfie, these are people that don't like Buc-ee's?
Those are all a certain class of people that don't like Buc-ee's.
Yes, Thomas.
Yeah. Y'all were talking about the Buc-ee's a few minutes ago.
Hey, what are you listening to on the radio?
I listen to y'all all the time.
Is that what you got on right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Y'all are awesome.
Yeah.
It cracks me up every day driving
home
to work.
I love the show.
Thanks for the call. Be sure to turn the radio down.
Hello?
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah. That Buc-ee's story, you might want to do a little bit of a retraction on it. They don't even allow trucks in there.
Yeah, Dan just brought that up. That no big rigs, but pickups.
Do I now?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Glad we got that cleared up.
Yes, Dave?
Yeah. Yeah, they don't allow trucks in their parking lot. I've been in there even without a trailer on my truck, and they wouldn't let me park it there. They don't allow them in there.
Are they nice?
I've never been in. I've always wanted to drop when I'm in a tractor trailer, but they won't let me park in there.
That's terrible. It's like the great velvet rope off of I-20.
Yeah.
That's discrimination.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't allow them. Only if you're loading or unloading specific product for their store, gas or whatever. I've tried a few of them, and no, they meet you out before you even think about pulling in the parking lot. There's somebody there to maybe on the way.
It's the Buc-ee's bouncer.
I just boycott it anyway, even if I am in a car.
Good. Thanks for calling. Buc-ee's, or whatever they're called.
You got it.
I almost said it backwards.
I know, that'd have been awkward.
All right, that's what the rest of them are. The truck drivers can't get into Buc-ee's.
Got it.
I got to see what, if I pull one up online, has anybody ever looked? How do you spell it?
It's B-U-C-E-E-S. There's two C's.
I don't know. Let me see what I get.
No, yeah, it's B-U-C hyphen.
Obviously, I misspelled it because I got Gary Busey. Finish your story.
No, it's BUC-2Es.
I'm not that interested.
According to the managing editor at Business Insider, the single biggest mistake you can make when you're interviewing for a job is not sending a follow-up email. For whatever reason, she says that most people just don't do it, and it makes her assume they either don't want the job or they're disorganized and forgot to follow up, and they rarely get it.
If somebody takes their time to meet with me regardless, I haven't gone on a job interview in a long time. But like when we have celebrities on the phone, whatever.
Sure.
I always make sure that Alfie, if I have their email, I'll send them something. I'll have Alfie call them back right after the interview. Thank them for the time. See if there's anything else that they want to promote. They're welcome to call.
That's a great personal touch because I don't think most shows do that.
It's not a matter of just looking at them as a, you know, some type of piece of celebrity meat, getting them on and getting rid of them. That's why Kevin Pollak stayed in touch with us.
Yeah, that worked out real well.
He liked us so much the day he was on.
I don't know.
And then emails, tweets, phone calls, whatever, nothing. Maybe, and we couldn't have pissed him off.
No. And I think, for one, I know he genuinely liked hanging out because if he didn't, he wouldn't have hung around for as long as he did. We know that. Maybe he's just full on the friends thing. He's just really busy. Mm-hmm. I had to stop following him on Twitter just because it got sad. All the other people he'd respond to.
But he'd ignore you?
Well, not me. I never tweeted at him.
I did. I sent a personal message. I had to follow him.
Yeah.
I follow very few people on Twitter. I had to follow him just so I could send him a private message. And then after about a month or so, I didn't get anything back. So I just unfollowed.
Yeah. I'm not sure. As far as celebrities go, I don't know if they will really even check their private messages. Maybe an athlete will if he's trolling for Poon. I know that they'll do that. But like Kevin Pollak, he may just ignore that function of Twitter because there's probably no good to be had in there. I don't know. Okay. It's too many crazies.
Right. So, job what?
The biggest mistake that you can do is not sending a follow-up email after an interview. She also says that writing the email should only take a few minutes and should accomplish three things. One, thank them for meeting with you. Two, say something about how you want the job. And then three, quickly explain why you're perfect for it. If you spend five minutes...
Can I call and thank them? Or has it got to be email?
She specifically just says email. I think a call might be too much.
All right. Well, sorry to bother you. I'll just include my question in the email.
Okay.
I just wanted to know...
What's the question?
Your servers there, your computer servers,
uh-huh.
Do they block dogfart.com?
So that's the fourth thing.
All right, we'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show, afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:05, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas, over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by ExxonMobil. Let's get started off in Dallas. A lot going on. Southbound 45 just before Overton. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic's backed up back to I-30, also in Dallas. Eastbound 635 right at the tollway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there's backed up back from the bush. About a half-hour delay through it. Excuse me, still in Dallas. Eastbound 635 just after Royal Miller. Got an accident blocking the left center lane. Traffic's backed up back to the forest. Into Denton now. Southbound I-35E just after South Loop 288. That accident there has been cleared out. Traffic is still completely jacked up, though, all the way back from 380. About a 45-minute delay through that. Finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Northeast 28th Street. Call number 9 wants a pair of tickets to go see Seether and Papa Roach before you can even buy them at Southside Ballroom on January 31st. Call now. It's 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the DFW Auto Show. Tonight, 45 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 68. Right now, it's 65. A 97.1 the Eagle.
Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Get back, mom. You don't know me like that.
Woo! I don't know who that is. Did you say Luke Bryan?
Yeah, Luke Bryan. He's a country singer.
How did that come up earlier in conversation?
Last night was a Country Music Awards, and I think he was named Entertainer of the Year. Mm-hmm. So he was in the news, and I was by Chloe and Alfie's desk earlier, and they had a brief interview with him, and I just said...
They had a...
A brief interview with
they
him.
They were talking to him?
On TV.
Oh, got it.
And I just told Chloe and Alfie, I said, oh, hey, look, it's Luke Bryan.
Is that what he sounds like?
Yeah, he's got kind of a Kermit thing going. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I'm a country music singer.
Let me see if I can pull him up.
Have you seen my teeth? Woo.
Are they bad?
They are nuclear white.
Yeah, if I pull anything up, it's going to be songs. I'd like to know what he sounds like. Hang on. Luke Bryan takes Fox. All right, let me see what this is.
Okay.
It says something about the CMAs. Why did you watch the CMAs?
I didn't. I just knew that they were last night.
Oh. Man, that's got to be a rough organization to run.
How so?
It's country music.
Yeah, but
and you got to give somebody an award.
Yeah, but country music loves their award shows so much so that they have them quarterly.
Mm-hmm. But it's still country music.
Country music's big right now.
Right.
And part of the reason country music is so big is because of Luke Bryan. I am so popular.
You sound like Gomer Pyle.
I know, but that's what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Working for Fox 411 Country, and we are here with Luke Bryan.
What's up?
How are you?
Good.
As he rehearses for the CMA Awards and goes into the CMA Awards this year with three big nominations.
Crazy.
Entertainer, male vocalist, and album. How are you feeling?
I'm good. It's it's exciting to be here and very, you know, I'm just excited for everything going on around these awards and certainly to have nominations and to be in the room, but it's...
I'm excited. It's just a real honor to be nominated with all these other great artists. They're so talented, but none of them have teeth as shiny as me.
I haven't looked at his teeth yet. Are they?
Oh, he might blind you.
Yeah. Those are Regis Philbin teeth.
Yeah. I just I'm so blessed. I'm so lucky to be here. I want to thank everyone.
You need to thank Krylon, because that looks like white paint.
I did have a huffing issue before making it big.
And when did you realize you could do Luke Bryan?
I think it was like last week. I heard his, I think it was a promo. We were in here in the studio, and I think we heard one of his promos, and I thought, hey, I can do that. I'm Luke Bryan.
Here, try it this way.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan, CMA's Entertainer of the Year. I love the Russ Martin Show.
Give me like a radio station drop.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan, and every time I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth, I make sure to always listen to 97.1 The Eagle. It makes me smile.
Sounds like a cross between Gomer Pyle and Bill Clinton.
I'd go with that. For the most part, I worked on it for like 5 minutes. And just practicing saying, hi, I'm Luke Bryan. After that, I don't know. Today
that's funny
so
for
weird.
Two reasons. Obviously, now I know it sounds like him. Mm-hmm. But I never really expect idiocy out of you.
How is that idiocy?
There's walking around going, hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I can't do it.
Well, it's kind of like do a little Kermit, a little... Like you said, a little bit of Clinton and Gomer.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I like to hug Garth Brooks. Come over here, Russ. I'll give you a hug.
Sing the Rainbow Connection Bridge song.
The Rainbow Connection.
That's a Muppet song,
winners,
I think.
The losers and me.
Something like that. I forgot how the words go.
You need to cut some station ID drops.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
Do you know what that promo is, Chloe?
Why are we running a promo with Luke Bryan?
Luke Bryan.
I think it's a iHeartRadio promo. I'm
Why is it they run promos for everything but us? Hey, what you're listening to now sucks. Wouldn't you like to go to iHeart and listen to something else? By the way, even though they have a lot of things on iHeart, they do have talk radio on there as well. Because we're Clear Channel, and we bought everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it Chevron that he does?
Are you asking me? Did you load a Chevron thing?
Yeah.
All right.
You get out of it what you put into it.
No.
That nugget of wisdom applies to everything, even radio commercials. Sure, I could phone it in on this performance.
Okay. Do it one more time.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I am just so shocked I won Entertainer of the Year last night. The CMAs, wow. I tell you, I was surprised. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Chloe, why do you think he's doing spots for, I thought Dan said iHeart, and then you said Chevron.
He's doing some gas commercial for gas. I thought it was Chevron.
Oh. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. I love gas.
Here's a line. I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
I work at Chevron now. I used to work at Goober's gas station.
What is Goober's gas station called? I don't remember.
That was from the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah.
Gomer worked there.
Oh, I thought you were saying. Okay, yeah, I got you.
Well, it could be.
I didn't know if it had a specific name or.
Never mind. The bit's gone.
I like Goober's.
Mm-hmm. Why do you want to hug Garth Brooks?
Man, I don't know.
Oh, he did it last night on the CMAs like twice.
Mm.
Oh, look, it's Garth Brooks. I'm going to give him a hug. And then when he turns around, I'm going to stick it in his butt. Hey, Garth, come back. I was the only one that liked your Chris Gaines album.
No one knows who he is. Most of our people, I don't think, know.
Chris Gaines?
No.
Luke Bryan.
Okay. Go.
Okay.
A 40-year-old man is facing multiple charges after New York State police say he tried to eat his DWI results.
What did he blow?
Luke Bryan.
You blew. Who'd you blow?
Luke Bryan. Troopers say Kenneth DeSorm of Connecticut was stopped for speeding on I-95 at 5:30 in the morning Sunday. After speaking with him, the troopers determined he was intoxicated, and so they arrested him. He was transported to the state police barracks to be processed. He was found to have a blood alcohol content of 0.13.
Oh, that's not enough to think you can get away with eating your... What, did he try to eat the breathalyzer?
Troopers say when his breathalyzer tests were printing, he grabbed the paperwork and tried to eat it. He's been charged with DWI, obstructing governmental administration, and criminal tampering.
I'm surprised he didn't try and eat the breathalyzer.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you ate the printout. First of all, we can print out again,
mm-hmm.
or you can blow again. So I don't know who you think you are.
I'm Luke Bryan. I love to eat paper.
So... They arrested him for DUI and what else?
As well as obstructing governmental administration and criminal tampering.
That's... I mean, really, to me, you'd have to be drunker than a 1-3.
Yeah, I would think you'd have to be...
You could just eat the results and go, what are you going to deny?
Yeah, at the very least, you'd have to at least hit somewhere in the twos, you would think.
Mr. Bryan? We think you're drunk.
Why?
Well, first of all, you tried to eat the breathalyzer. Anybody else in your car drunk?
Well, I mean, I used to lie naked in the street with Randy Travis. Is that incriminating? Is that bad? That's bad. Am I in trouble? It is bad, right? All right. Oh. Y'all are laughing, but I think I'm in deep shit. Randy said it was just going to be for a second.
Now I got to hear what he sounds like singing. Does he sound the same? Because, like Randy Travis doesn't. Yeah, he kind of sounds the same. There are a lot of singers that don't. Did you load it, Chloe? Mm-hmm. Luke Bryan?
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's my song.
It's just a boogie-woogie riff. What is this?
It's a Ron Rudolph Red.
Oh. Old Chuck Berry song, I think.
Out of all the reindeers, you know you're the mastermind.
Hey, that's me. That's the song.
Run, Rudolph, Randolph ain't too far behind. Run, run, Rudolph, Santa's gotta make it to town. Santa, make him hurry, tell him he can take the freeway down. Run, run, Rudolph, I'm reeling like a merry-go-round.
I love this song. You hear that guitar? That's me.
All I want for Christmas is a rock and roll electric guitar.
Luckily, he sounds better singing than he does just conversation.
Well, thank you.
Run, run, Rudolph. Santa's got to make it to town.
I'm singing to myself.
I'm doing Luke Bryan karaoke.
Rudolph. Sing right down. Oh, come on, man. Turn it up. It's good. You don't turn down Entertainer of the Year stuff.
It's like the more you do it, the more layered voices I can hear. I can hear Bill Clinton. I can hear Kermit. And then the guy that was in the Ricky Bobby movie, the Shake and Bake guy.
Oh, John C. Reilly?
Yes.
That's pretty good.
And kind of like you're from Arlen.
Yes, yeah. King of the Hill. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ricky Bobby.
I'm going to puke.
Well, don't puke. Here, have a Big Red.
I don't chew Big Red.
Well, f*** you.
We got to stop looking at the ratings. Because every time we look at them, the next day, we care less. Like, I was watching one of the few times I watched Craig Ferguson live last night.
Okay.
You could tell his end is near, that he chose on his own.
Right. He's got the itis.
Because it's just, of the recorded shows I've seen, I like him this way better because he just doesn't give a F. He's not doing a bad show. It's just a little more.
It's probably liberating for him.
It's relaxed. He's talking to that robot a lot more. Mm-hmm. He's got some dancing horse or cow that's behind him. Have you seen it, Alfie?
Oh, I love it.
What is that? Is a house?
It's two interns in a secretariat costume.
All right, it's a horse.
Yep.
Wow.
And what's the reason for that?
It's just there to dance with him in between breaks. It's there to answer questions.
Tell me, he don't f-ing care anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, at this point, I think they're brainstorming in the writers' meetings, and they're just letting it all stick to the wall.
Has it happened yet? Was it last week, or is it coming up that Metallica is going to be the house band for a week?
I think it's his very last week on air.
It's like the week after next, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
I had that story somewhere.
It's that, and U2 is going to be on Kimmel for a week.
I think Ferguson wins on this one.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about this. I know I don't know if it started yet. He's doing a game show on, it's either the CW, my guess it's CW 33, or it's syndicated. It's like a knockoff of the what is it, the Hollywood Games night?
America's Game Night?
The one with the tall chick. You know what I'm talking about. It seems like it's a version of that. And I thought, if anybody could replace Richard Dawson on The Family Feud, it could be Ferguson. Not just the accent. He's just got the demeanor. He could pull it off.
Yeah, but Steve Harvey's doing so well with it right now.
I don't get it. I'm sure Steve Harvey is a dandy guy, but I don't get him on that. And Wayne Brady on
Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. Ooh. You could tell. He's like, all right, here's $1,000. chicks are screaming, running around. He goes, yeah, congratulations. What are you looking at, Dan?
As Craig Ferguson prepares for his final weeks as host of the Late Late Show, the program's lined up a pretty impressive band to rock the house one last time. Metallica. They will, according to their official Twitter, lead singer James Hetfield and the band will perform five nights in a row. The final performance will come days before Metallica re-release a special 10-year anniversary edition of the long-out-of-print documentary Metallica, Some Kind of Monster.
Oh, thank God, because I never got the first copy.
I don't see the damn date. I thought I had it on here.
Well, did you say the last week?
Yes.
All right, well, whenever his last week is, that's when it will be. Yeah. I thought they said he was going through the end of the year.
I think he goes into late November.
Okay. Well, regardless, I really enjoyed it last night. And I very seldom stay up late and watch, especially the Late Late Show.
Yeah.
But now, I'm going to start buying Luke Bryan albums.
That's great. That makes me so happy.
That was Chloe.
Chloe, did you fart? Come here. Come give Luke Bryan a hug.
Did you already hug Garth Brooks?
I'm in a hugging mood. I'm a big hugger.
Are there places you like to go and hug?
The bath.
Oh, what?
The bathroom mostly. I'm a big fan of Bucky's. I can't wait for that one in Terrell to be done. And when I'm not hugging at the Bucky's or truck stops, I make sure to hug everyone at the Grand Ole Opry. Chloe, I saw that. You just spit. I was all over the commercial log.
Are you sad that you didn't get a chance to hug Buck? Is Buck Owens dead?
Yeah, I think so.
Are you sad you didn't get a chance to hug him?
Nah, it's good. I dug him up. I made sure to hug his bones good and tight.
You hug Buck Owens' corpse.
It seemed cool at the time.
Luke, I'm going to ask you a question. Is that all you did was hug him?
Oh, it was dark.
We'll be back.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:31, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Exxon Mobil. Traffic blows really, really bad right now. Most of it's going on in Dallas. We'll start off there. Southbound 45 just before Overton. Got an accident there blocking the left lane. Traffic is backed up back to I-30. Also in Dallas, northbound I-35 right at the Mixmaster. Got an accident there. That one has you backed up back to 8th Street. Still in Dallas, eastbound 635 right at the Tolley. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic's backed up back from the bush. This one involves an 18-wheeler and one other vehicle. And finally in Fort Worth, southbound 35W right at the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Got an accident there blocking the two left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from North Loop Bay 20. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear and 45 tonight, sunny and 68 tomorrow. Right now it is, where the hell did that go?
65
at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show rocks the Metroplex. The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
Alfie, what is this link you sent me?
That is a link to Luke Bryan's YouTube channel. That has to do with the contest that we were running.
Oh, all right. Well, the Wi-Fi is running at the speed of less than dirt. Let's see if I can get this to load.
Hey, guys, it's Luke. What's up? I'm excited to announce that I have partnered with Texaco to create the ultimate tailgating truck. Like the most pimped out trucks to tailgate, being that, you know, you may want to tailgate at my shows and all. We figured we'd make a truck to help you guys try to win for the ultimate tailgate experience. This is a bad truck. A Chevy Silverado 2014, I'm going to show you guys all the ins and outs.
Rolling on 35.
It's locking up again.
Rolling on 35.
It's a truck you can take and pick up bitches. Can you do that, Luke?
Oh, yeah, I can pick up the ladies.
What, do you have any pickup lines?
I do. Sorry, I do. I walk up to this fine honey and I say, what's up, bitch? That one's worked pretty well in the past.
Well, you are a superstar now. You won the CMA for Entertainer of the Year.
That's right, I did. But I still like a little challenge. I like the thrill of the chase. So sometimes I'll throw out, hey, we're like hot chocolate and marshmallows. You're hot and I want to be on top of you. Usually I'm a bit smoother.
I don't know if you picked up on it, but in hearing myself, I think there's a little bit of Marvin the Martian in there as well.
I know the King of the Hill guy. I know that voice. Mm. It's starting to remind me of that. I don't know why it's so funny to me, because I have no idea still really who Luke Bryan is.
Yeah,
I just like hearing you say hi.
Hi, I'm Luke Bryan. Russ didn't know who I was 10 minutes ago, but now I'm his favorite. The first time I saw Russ, I said, want to go on an 8 with me? I'll give you the D later.
H-D.
You know, the D.
The dong?
Yeah.
What's an 8?
Man, you're not good at this.
Is it like a run around the track?
Man, I'll go to the next one. All right, how about this? You're so hot, even my pants are falling for you. No? Are you from the Philippines? Because I want to fill you with my penis.
Just so I don't feel guilty later in life, tell me, I've got nothing to do with this. This didn't happen to you through assimilation.
What do you? No. You're fine.
I didn't make you this way.
If it was always within, you just sometimes you bring it out.
I didn't bring any of this out. You just want to run around going, I'm Luke Bryan.
Hey, Russ, do you like ramen noodles?
Right. You mean like the snack ramen?
Yeah, do you like ramen noodles? Because I'll be ramming my noodle in you later.
Use all these lines with Garth Brooks?
Well, some of them.
Was it hard to control yourself when you were on the same stage with him at the CMAs?
It was, especially since I realized that was the loophole in his TRO. I was excited.
You take runs at Garth before?
We may have crossed paths. And streams. Do you like whales?
I don't. Do I need to answer this?
I can if you won't. Do you like whales?
Yeah.
Because we can go hump back at my place.
I think just stopping at whales is good.
Yeah. Yeah, give me the line. Hey, bitch, you like whales?
Hey, bitch, you like whales?
This one might be my favorite.
Baby, I last longer than a white crayon.
All right, hang on. Can you see? I can't play audio. I can't see my monitor.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's my teeth. They're so bright. There was one time I helped land air traffic at DFW.
When the lights went out?
Mm-hmm. I just smiled on runway left and right.
You out of pickup lines there, Luke?
No, I got lots. Are you spaghetti? Because I want you to meet my balls. Do you like to draw?
Stop.
That's another one that you could probably...
Let me get you some music.
Hey, that's country.
And you'd be king of country right now.
Right now, I'm on top of the world. So, do you like to draw? You know, we should play strip poker. You can strip and I'll poke you. You kind of remind me of the movie Scarface. Because I want you to say hello to my little friend. Hey, girl. I can't.
Yes?
You should sell hot dogs. Because you already know how to make a wiener stand.
Jesus.
Hey, do you like whales?
Are we really? Are we back to that? Ask me again.
You like whales?
Mm-hmm.
Then swallow sperm.
That was unexpected.
I'm really dizzy right now. Alfie, what's line one?
He's calling with a request for you.
Oh. Yes, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, boss?
I don't know.
I don't know either, man. This is great.
Hey, we got hey, you want to talk to Luke?
Hi, Mike. I'm Luke Bryan.
Luke, how you doing, boss?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Just don't follow me, okay?
I can't make no promises, Mike. But at the very least, I'm going to have to get a hug.
I'll give you a hug if you play the new Dando commercial.
Oh, yeah, the one that my buddy Dan wrote for his buddy Russ.
That's the one, boss.
I appreciate it.
I love it.
Thanks for saying goodbye to me. All right, I gotta go back to your flash there.
That there is Luke Bryan fan. So excited.
Oh, that's right. You labeled it. Okay, Brokaw. I remember.
Hey, you want to play lion?
You like the animal?
Yeah, you go kneel down right there, and I'll throw you my meat.
Are all these, like, home runs every time there, Luke?
Oh, no. They don't all work, but see, then you just smile. That way you let them know you're not a complete stalker.
Hi, it's me, Dan O'Malley, the president, CEO, head of HR, and the lead warehouse manager of PLD Incorporated. I'm here to introduce the latest innovative product from PLD. We've expanded our horizons to include the boss of all pleasure devices. I'm proud to bring you the Dago Dough. That's right. Our team of researchers and scientists have spent hours, literally hours, working on the Dago Dough. We've toiled to carefully sculpt a replica of Russ Martin's wee-wee. And you can believe me when I say I know exactly what Russ's man junk looks like. Imagine the pleasure you'll feel when you hear that magical wop-wop-wop sound of the Dago Dough smacking the back of your ass. Plus, the Dago Dough comes with PLD's patented self-lubrication system. That's right. You can enjoy the Dago Dough in all its greasy, oily goodness. The Dago Dough also comes with three different custom-made flavor packets, including olive oil, marinara, and garlic butter. Don't settle for the imitators. There's only one genuine Dago Dough. Catch a ride on the original Italian Stallion. The Dago Dough is specially made for the woman in your life with a petite naughty box. It's available in three sizes. Small, very small, and...
How do you like this bit now, Russ?
Don't wait. Order today and you too can experience the delight of Russ's teeny tower of pizza. From PLD Inc.
All right. You asked for this one.
What?
At Pretty Little Dan, Inc., we've taken the line of pleasure products now to a galactic level. Years in the making, this new Dando was developed in a galaxy far, far away. This new phallic device formed by Dan's own junkatelia is powered by an omnipresent energy, so no batteries are needed. PLD, Inc. presents the Dando Calrissian. It's perfect for ramming into your favorite Boba Fett or Jabba the Butt. It comes with a stealth mode in case you want to be a Phantom Menace. Almost so powerful it could destroy your partner's Death Starfish. The Dando Calrissian is oh so pleasurable when shoved into their Wedge Antilles. Beautifully designed, it's adorned up and down the shaft with Yodas and shit. And why would you need a Dando Calrissian?
You never know when friends might show up.
Another fine product from PLD Inc.
Okay, we'll call that one a draw.
I'll take it. All right, earlier you actually mentioned Wayne Brady, and he's actually not happy all the time. Sometimes he's the opposite of happy because he admits that he deals with depression. And it got really bad this past June when he turned 42. He said, "I was there by myself in my bedroom, and I had a complete breakdown." And when I say breakdown, just go ahead and imagine for yourself a brother in his underwear in his room crying.
About what? I mean, I get you can have everything in the world and be depressed, but what was it that caused the break? Is it the fact that he doesn't have anybody?
He doesn't say.
Because I had to spend my birthday alone. I didn't break down. All the married bitches, I screw on. I could have spent the weekend with my family.
No, he didn't give a reason. He just said, it took me a while to get my stuff together to go, you know what? If you're not happy, you have to do something about it. Just to admit that you were feeling this way is a huge step. To claim that, to say, why do I feel dark? Why do I feel unhappy? Let me do something about this.
Well, I can answer the first question, but the rest of them I got no answer for.
Why do I feel? Okay, yeah.
Did he?
To me, the easy thought was, if he's asking himself, why am I so depressed? It's probably because you host Let's Make a Deal.
He has no excitement. If you were to go back, I think we did this. Not long after he started hosting, played a clip of him hosting it, and then Monty Hall, who did it in the 60s and the 70s.
Oh, Monty Hall loved it.
Ooh. And it was dramatically different. Monty Hall, he was like part of the crowd, part of the game. Wayne Brady is just, all right, I'm reading the cue cards, and that's about it. I watched it the other morning for like 4 minutes just to see maybe if he'd gotten better. I don't know how you could be a stand-up comedian. And Monty Hall wasn't a comedian. He was just excited about all the prizes.
Yeah. I would imagine that with Wayne Brady, he's not going to do the over-the-top, I'm so happy to be here. I think he just kind of taken just like, hey, you know what? I'm going to put some energy into it, and whatever you get, be happy with it.
He's not even excited, though, when people win. The thing with Drew Carey is he's genuinely excited whenever someone wins.
That is true, because Drew, he wanted that job hosting Price is Right so bad.
But Wayne Brady and his sidekick and even the models on Let's Make a Deal, they don't really care at all for the contestants.
Do they have more than one?
They have multiple contestants throughout the course of the show.
I know the contestants. I'm talking about models.
They have just one.
Okay, because when Monty Hall did it, it was always Carol Merrill.
Okay.
And then Jay, somebody would bring the box down the aisle on a TV tray. Okay, you can have... tell you who would actually be good at hosting Let's Make a Deal.
Who's that?
Would be that Luke Bryan guy.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. All right, behind the curtain, one, two, or three?
Oh, I can't decide, Luke.
Or box?
Hers or yours? Oh. One, two, or three. Is Garth Brooks behind one of them?
He might be. But for years, he's probably going to be tied up. He's going to have one of them ball gags. I have an extensive collection.
That normally keeps him from calling for help.
Yeah, because what you do is... you want to be firm, but gentle. Yeah, I let them know you mean business, but you also want to show them affection.
All right, so Wayne Brady is depressed. He's over it? Did he have some time?
Yeah, I guess he got some help for it, but
I don't know how you get help for something like that, because when you have everything, what is a psychologist going to tell you? Hey, you got everything. I know that.
Yeah, and clearly it's not helping.
Maybe it's the pressure. Well, I don't know what kind of pressure. Does he do anything other than the let's make a deal?
I'm not sure if I don't think he's touring right now.
But I'm going to guess they shoot that the same way they well, Price is Right is live. My guess is they shoot it kind of like Wheel of Fortune, a bunch in a row.
It could be.
I don't know if it's live or not.
I don't know.
I know Price is Right is either live or shot to live, shot live to tape, which means they only do one a day. I just don't know how a psychologist would go at that. You got everything. What is it you're depressed about? Well, how am I going to better myself? What if I don't win
the CMAs? Man, you got to have faith. And I mean it. You have to have Faith Hill in a trunk.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
6:54. This is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy is in the Eagles' Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Exxon Mobil. Whole lot going on. Most of it's in Dallas. Starting off northbound I-35, right at I-30, right in the Mixmaster. Got an accident there. Your backup is back from 8th Street. Also in Dallas, eastbound 635, right at the tollway. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from the bush. Still in Dallas, southbound 75 at Mid Park, right around the High 5. Got an accident blocking the right center lane. Traffic is backed up back from Arapahoe. Into Plano now, northbound 75 just before Plano Parkway. Got an accident there blocking the two right lanes. Traffic is backed up back from Arapahoe Road. And finally in Fort Worth, eastbound I-30 just before Bridgewood. Got an accident there. Your backup is back from Beach Street. If you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. Phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear tonight, 45 for the overnight low. Then tomorrow, lots and lots of sunshine and a high of 68. Right now, 65 at 97.1 The Eagle.
The Russ Martin Show. Afternoons on 97.1 The Eagle.
No, I don't want to talk to Fetner. I forgot he was coming up to take blood tonight. Every time he comes in, he always makes me paranoid for at least a couple of weeks. Well, Dad, you check me, my PSA level and everything else, prostate cancer?
Well, everybody gets it. Man, you got to get rid of some of that blood. You got too many red blood cells.
I thought that was good. Isn't that why blood's red?
Well, you can. It's like anything. You can have too much of a good thing.
Well, how come is when I bleed, nothing white comes out?
That's not how it works.
Actually, it makes me feel safe about things, but... Because I don't want to lose any.
No.
Yeah, it was about, I guess we're about 3 or 4 months in. Since he put me back under the testosterone regimen.
Yes.
I don't think he's letting me take enough, though.
You don't think so?
No.
Why not?
I don't really feel a boost in my energy. Really? Judge Coors? He knows I'm on the freaking air. And I don't know what he prescribed. I don't know if it was synthetic. Because you hear commercials about, you don't want that synthetic testosterone.
Right.
I don't know what the real stuff is.
You could ask him.
Well, I can. But then he'll tell me other things. I said, I sent an email. I went, did we ever talk about HGH? And he sent back something like HCP or what? I forgot what he sent back. He got the letters wrong.
Ew.
So I had to look it up. I went, no, not the placenta diet, human growth hormones. I think it was HCP.
HCG.
Okay. Is that HGH is bad. You get cancer and it's makeup and grunting. It's, he doesn't seem to like anything. I'm surprised he actually prescribed testosterone for me.
Well, he knows the benefits of that, but...
But he always says, you know, too much testosterone, you get it increases your risk of cancer. I thought it was the fact that your testosterone decreased that the chances of cancer rose.
I don't know.
It seems like, oh, people get cancer a lot, and what's the common denominator? Low testosterone.
Or just age. It could be a lowered immune system. I don't know if that's directly related
testosterone
to testosterone
helps
or not.
With your immune system.
It does, but it doesn't mean it's a miracle. Testosterone's not a miracle injection that will cure you of everything that you have.
All I know is I'm not feeling any energy boost. I feel a little better. I'm taking Allegra D, even though he told me not to, on the blood pressure medicine. But if I don't take it, I'm going to drain more.
Right.
So who knows what my blood work's going to show, or they're going to take my blood pressure.
It's probably going to be high.
Not if I keep drinking.
Well, and that I'm not sure how alcohol affects your blood pressure.
I don't care.
But I am curious to see what your numbers are going to be, because then
they were good, weren't they? Good last time?
No, they were too high.
No, not that time. The last time.
Oh, I don't even remember what it was. I think it was good.
You said you looked at them and they were fine. I didn't want to look at them.
Yeah, they were good.
Everything was in range.
Yeah.
Testosterone was low, and that's when he put me back on the regimen.
Right.
Maybe if we run along, he'll just go home.
No, he's already here.
He didn't really want to come up tonight and draw blood, because it's Thursday night football. Sure, let Russ die. Who cares? It's in his blood. In his blood.
Is he a big Bengals Browns fan?
I don't know.
It's the battle for Ohio tonight.
Wow.
Close other two favorite football teams.
Bengals and who?
Browns.
Oh. What do we got left?
We've also got a singer went to the doctor last week after she kept hearing a strange shuffling noise in her ear. She was worried something was wrong with her hearing, but little did she know she was in for quite a surprise. British singer Katie Melua was told the shuffling noise she kept hearing was actually a spider.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which likely came from a pair of earbuds that were used to block out sounds on flights. An ear specialist.
So a spider got in her ear and then trapped with the earbuds?
It got in her ear through.
Initially.
With the earbuds and then just stayed.
Other than earphones? Oh, my God.
Huh?
Oh, Jesus.
An ear specialist removed the spider from her ear, but not after a long fight.
How big the spider get?
Oh, she had it at one point. Like when you saw a photo of it, it looked massive. But of course, it can't be that big because it's in her ear. So they were thinking,
I don't know. There's a lot of space in the ear canal, that the whole cochlear area.
Yeah. So they think what happened is, there was a mother spider on the plane on the earbuds, and then the spiderlings hatched, and at least one traveled down her ear canal. And then over time, it grew. So it wasn't able to leave her ear canal, because then by that time it was just way too big.
How'd they get it out?
Oh, they really didn't. It had to burrow its way out using its fangs.
Oh, jeez.
Why is it these stories seem to be, I know you guys look for them.
Oh, yeah.
But it seems like they're popping up more of things and ears.
I don't know if it's becoming, you know what? I think what it is people are maybe reporting them more often. Because a lot of times in the past when people would have something like kind of like an itch in their ear, they wouldn't do anything. Now they've heard about these stories and they're paranoid. So they go to the doctor and say, hey. Check me out.
And that's just odd, thinking about something in your ear possibly laying eggs.
Oh.
Setting up house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, imagine waking up and you look at yourself in the bathroom mirror and you've got a web in your ear.
or you see really quick, just for like a nanosecond, just a little legs.
Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Oh my God.
Yeah, as it pulls itself back in, it goes back home. Yeah, it just scurries back inside your head. But and the thing is also, the good thing about being in the head is there's multiple escape routes. So, okay, someone shined a light in the ear. That's fine. Next thing you know, you look in the mirror and you got a leg sticking out your nose. Say, oh, maybe I'll just go out this way. And then if it doesn't like it, you can just crawl back in your mouth and go back in.
Yeah, with all the canals and everything.
Yeah.
Or if somebody starts going after it in the ear, it goes, hey, I'll just go deeper into the head, find some place to, new place to set up shop.
Yeah, maybe just hang out next to the medulla oblongata.
The thing is, the good news is, Chloe, sooner or later, they're going to have to come out because unless you have insects flying to your ears, they're not going to have any food unless the spiderlings are cannibalistic.
Yeah.
So you got spiders eating spiders inside your head.
Damn it. Spider crap in my ear. That's just gross.
Oh, yeah, that's right. When they eat each other, then they got to poop.
Oh, yeah. Spider feces.
Probably feel that tickling. Yeah, like next time you feel a little tickle behind your eyeball. Probably what that is.
Yeah.
Getting full.
Or your, that scratchy feeling you get, right? At the back of your sinuses, at the roof of your mouth, where you start rubbing your tongue up against the roof of your mouth to scratch it.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably at least a brown recluse. And the thing is, all right, so they got the one out. You don't know how many they left.
Yeah, I guess, what is it, like the exterminators will always say, for every one you see, there's...
2 billion.
Yes. That you don't.
Sounds like you're running out, Chloe.
I'm bloated.
How?
I don't know.
You know what it is? He's probably been pushing so much out that someone's sneaking in on the back. Yeah.
You know, when you fart that much, your body sucks in more air.
Yeah.
And that's how spiders get in.
Oh.
All right, give me one more. Let's go.
All right. Alfie was saying line one.
No. We're done with the spider stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. A new survey found the top turnoffs when people have sex with you for the first time. For women, when they have sex with a guy for the first time, they are being called a different name. Also,
what did I say? Always, always give them a nickname. All chicks, all the time, as soon as you meet, they start calling them babe, teddy bear, honey bunch, bitchy muffin, just anything, but use the same one with all the chicks so you don't have to remember anything.
Yeah. Also, they don't like tattered, worn-out underwear. They also can't stand finding out he's wearing a toupee or a comb-over.
That's going to go in both directions. Say the guy gets her naked and you find out she's wearing a push-up everything.
I think it was the guy. Now it's almost all bras are some type of push-up. So
I'm just talking about the severe. Yeah. It's like chick I met back in the 8. What was her name? Jane. I remember because it was like a Jefferson Starship song or somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I hear the song now, it's like all I can think about is really nasty, saggy, stretch mark-ridden cans. They look good with the top and everything pushed up. Then she took the top off, and the race was on.
Away they went.
Which teat was going to get away first?
Also, the women don't like a hairy back and, of course, bad breath. Those are all the turnoffs for the first time. For men, when they have sex with a woman for the first time, the turnoffs are also bad breath, piercings, tattered, worn-out underwear.
I'm out on that one.
Yeah.
All my underwear is severely worn and used.
You need to update that.
Well, Chloe got me a bunch for my birthday, but they were just like...
But what?
They were 2 inches too small.
Really?
Well, then get some new ones. And like I said, get some that are dark-colored. That way you don't have to worry about any stains.
I'm the only one that sees the stains. I don't care what Gina, my house, shopkeeper sees.
Yeah, but what if some chick sees you? Oh, you got new underwear, but they're white. And then she takes them off and
why is she going to take them off? If we're about to have sex, by the time she gets in the bathroom, bedroom, wherever we're doing it, I'm naked.
I'm just saying, what if she undressed you?
I don't like that. I like undressing them. Mostly because they take too long. Would you like me to dance for you? Dulcimo? Slowly? No? Take clothes off so we can... I don't know what you're here for, but I'm here to... I take them off. I get up here and warm up my big cold... and then suck on my skin tag mustache.
Ew. The other thing that men can't stand for the first time sex with a woman is butt acne.
Why would you get butt acne? Are you talking about guys having butt acne?
No, women having butt acne.
I don't think I've ever seen butt acne on a chick. I've never seen it on a guy either.
Damn, you cut me off real quick. I saw like a target. I was like, ooh, I'm going to get that.
Well, I can see guys getting acne, especially younger guys or guys on testosterone, because you get acne everywhere.
Yeah. I can imagine it could be from shaving or something, waxing.
Why would they be shaving their ass?
Chicks get Brazilians.
That's where the hair grows.
Yeah, and it also goes back to the back hole. That's what a Brazilian is.
So you're not talking about acne all over the butt.
But maybe it is. They don't specify.
Well, it's either acne or it's razor burn. Which one is it? I need to know.
Acne's still acne. If it's got a white head, it's a zit.
Is there more?
No. The butt acne was the last one of the turnoffs for men when they have sex with a woman for the first time.
Sometimes I like to ask a chick to put a marshmallow in her ass and then fart. I just like to see it come out. What about you, Luke Bryan?
Me? Oh, yeah. Hi, I'm Luke Bryan.
You know, congratulations again on your award from the CMAs.
That's right. I'm Entertainer of the Year. I am Luke Bryan. Hi. You know, I had something on this. I once gave Roy Clark a plate job on a Roy Clark plate. It was a big day.
For more information on the Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for the Russ Martin Show audio archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClove.net, DanOMalley.com, AlfieCoy.com.
You have any idea?
I have no idea.
What'd you say?
I want to send it to Luke Bryan's people.
No, don't send them that. Get me in trouble.
For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Six is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Friday.
The Metroplex.